This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Trouble in paradise.
Oh, it's really scary.
Hawaii after a major earthquake.
Roads closed, major landslides, roofs collapsed.
Homeowners fighting City Hall.
All they want is the rights that they had when they bought their land.
Suspensions follow gridiron brawl.
The melee on the field. This one is getting out of hand.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
The walls were shaken, stuff was falling off the walls. It was very, very frightening.
It's the worst earthquake to hit Hawaii in more than 20 years, and there have been scores of aftershocks since yesterday's magnitude 6.6 shaker. Experts say that could continue for weeks. There's been damage and power outages, mostly on the Big Island, but no deaths. Reporter Kim Janala says it may be bad in some areas that are hard to reach.
A lot of remote communities at the northern tips of, like the northern tip of the Big Island, completely cut off because they have one-lane bridges going up there that are not structurally sound anymore. So we're still trying to get to some of those areas to see how bad the damage was.
For this former Florida resident, the unexpected part of all this rattled her the most.
I'm going to go back to Florida, where I lost a house in a hurricane, but you know what? At least you know what's coming.
Days after 2 feet of snow, there's still a mountain of trouble in the Buffalo area. The white stuff is melting, but now there's flooding, and thousands are still without power. Some school districts in the dark are closed for the week. In Bonaparte, Iowa, no one can figure out what would turn a 22-year-old man against his family with such violent results. Sean Bentler's been charged with gunning down his parents and three teenage sisters. Reporter Katie Piper says one of the girls was able to dial 911 as the bloodbath unfolded.
She calls and tells the dispatcher, quote, "My brother is going to do something." And then you can hear a voice in the background that says, "Sean, don't." And you can hear the mother saying, "No, Sean, don't do it."
Then the line went dead. North Korea is making new military threats. And in South Korea, they're testing plans for what to do if there's an attack. Tensions are higher after the North's nuclear test and the UN's weekend decision to impose sanctions. Now the Bush administration's scrambling to try to make those new sanctions stick. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, looks like a busy morning there.
Right, Steve, and the next move on sanctions will top the agenda when President Bush meets with Secretary of State Rice and U.N. Ambassador Bolton later this morning here. The U.S. says that China is checking cargo trucks bound for North Korea after threatening to balk at that sanction. On the CBS News Early Show, Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns suggests that sanctions enforcement is a face-saving issue for China.
These North Korea nuclear tests, this was a humiliation for China. China had tried to use its influence to stop the test.
Burns sees enormous pressure on China, a likely challenge when Secretary Rice heads to the region tomorrow. And from Beijing, CBS's Celia Hatton explains Chinese concerns about the impact of the sanctions.
Unless North Korea receives more food aid soon, millions could starve this winter. World Food Program spokesman Mike Huggins says the agency has only 10% of the donations it needs for the next 2 years. Private aid from South Korea has been eliminated and China scaled back too.
We all risk really returning to the dark days of years ago.
Aid set to run out in January at the height of the bitter North Korean winter. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Beijing.
Eminent domain. Two words that can anger homeowners. Now a red-hot ballot issue in many states as government tests how far it can go to use private land for the public good. Correspondent Barry Bagnato kicks off a week-long CBS News series.
2 years after Oregon voters approved landmark property rights reforms, similar initiatives are on ballots in a dozen other states. Farmers ride tractors here through downtown Seattle supporting this state's measure. But what's happened in Oregon?
If the government wants to limit what you can do with your land, says Dave Honeycutt, a key backer of Oregon's law, they have to either compensate you or allow you to use the land in the way that you could at the time you bought it.
But no compensation money was ever set aside, so land use rules are being suspended for many property owners. Portland State University planning expert Ethan Seltzer complains.
It creates a lot of uncertainty, and it creates new pressures for unplanned development.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Seattle.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we've got one major problem up on the north end of town, a hit-and-run collision. Eastbound I-70 at Havana still has a left lane blocked. It's really adding to the string of headlights in that area. We've got eastbound delays to Colorado. It's also backing up 270 to Vasquez. Right now, no other major problems around the city. We are quiet on the streets of Boulder and good on the turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9000. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I had to go over there on Friday to get tests, my pulmonary tests, so I can have my gastric bypass. You got to go through all these tests. Wednesday, I got to go to a cardiologist. So Friday, they tried to take a blood gas reading from me at pause, at rest. It's where they take a needle and stick it into your wrist. Look at John Turk, the producer of the show.
That sounds fun.
He get queasy, man.
I don't like needles, man.
Are you getting a little queasy? And I said to them, Jim and Marty. Marty's the other person who works over there. The other, she works over there. I said, you'll never get it. You'll never get it because nobody ever gets blood out of me. It won't happen. And sure enough, try as they couldn't get it. So my doctor called it off. But Jim did a valiant job of trying to get it done. Jim, have a safe drive on the way to work. Okay, so now people are going to be sticking around like crazy, right? It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, I start talking about jamming needles into your wrist this early in the morning. It's Monday morning. What do you expect? 303-713-7600. Do we want to do something light this first hour? Do we want to do something heavy this first hour as we sit here and glow in the dark? Do we want to get into something heavy? Do we want to get into something light? I'm really undecided as to what to do this first hour. I want to make mention of one thing. A guy who you may or may not remember, Freddie Fender, died over the weekend. I believe he died on Friday. Does anybody remember Freddie Fender?
Country music artist, right?
Yeah. Well, he was pop. He was rock, and he was country, and he was from San Benito, Texas, and he had the hit Before the Last Teardrop Falls, which he recorded, I believe, twice. Once on a little independent label called the Crazy Cajun Label, which was owned by this guy named Huey Moe in Houston, Texas. And then it became a regional hit, and then ABC Dot picked it up and distributed it around the rest of the country. And then he also had another hit, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. And he died at 69 years of age over the weekend. And I really liked him, and I liked his music. And he used to perform with a guy by the name of Doug Somm and Flaco Jimenez and a bunch of other people. And he was in a couple of groups with them. The names of them now, the names of the groups escape me. He worked with Doug Somm, keyboardist Augie Myers, and accordionist Flaco Jimenez from the Texas Tornadoes. And he also won a Grammy for his work with the Tornadoes, and second as a part of another super group, Los Super 7. His real name, Freddie Fender's real name, was Baltazar Huerta. And he had a rough life. Had struggled with depression, alcohol, drugs. In 1960, he was arrested in Louisiana for possession of two joints that led to a three-year stretch in Angola State Prison. And eventually, Louisiana governor and fellow musician Jimmy Davis helped arrange Fender's parole. And Fender has also played alongside the likes of Aaron Neville, Mac Rebenack, better known as Dr. John, and he'll be missed. And I liked his music a lot, and I'll miss Freddie Fender. The other thing, music-wise, here, and I really wouldn't mind taking calls on this, even though this is not an earth-shattering topic on a Monday morning.
and it's another sign of the times, I guess. Tower Records is closing. Now, there's one in Cherry Creek, and there are Tower Records virtually all over the country. There are two of them that I know of in Chicago. There is one, the big famous one, on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. There's also a couple of them in New York City. I mean, they're all over the place. There's one in Las Vegas, and they're going to close. They're going to be liquidated. And one of the reasons that they're going to close is because they say that big box stores like Walmart, Best Buy, and other places have hurt them financially because people go there to buy CDs. And the other thing, and we've discussed this on the air before, the other thing that hurts them is downloading music, which more and more people are into, and they're not into going and buying CDs. I still buy CDs. And I got a ton of email from people, and I got a lot of calls on this once about people who urged me to get into downloading music off the Internet. And I know John Turk, who produces this show, I know you download a lot of music. But, man, I'm still out there buying CDs. The latest CD I bought was Cat Power's Greatest Hits. Or Cat Power's The Greatest, I guess. It's the name. It's not a Greatest Hits CD. And I want to buy that new Jerry Lee Lewis thing that's out. But a lot of people aren't buying CDs. And if they are, they're not going to places like Tower. They're going to these big box places to get them. And the thing I always liked about Tower was the people who worked there always knew a lot about music. And they worked there because they dug music. So if you went in there and you had a question, or if you wanted to look for something, they could easily help you find it. And Tower's going away. And I don't know, maybe no one who's listening this morning, maybe three people who are listening this morning cares about this. But I care. I'm going to miss them. And I also wonder how much of this, too, has to do with online sales. In other words, going to places like Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and also Borders.com and buying your stuff off the Internet. I buy a tremendous amount of books and a tremendous amount of CDs off the Internet and don't really, as a habit, go into any kind of retail store to get anything. And I also wonder how many people do that. I wonder how much online sales accounts for people not going into places like Tower and buying their stuff off the Internet. More and more people are shopping off the Internet. And that trend's been growing for a long, long time. And we'll see this year, holiday-wise, we'll see how many people go to the Internet to buy their Christmas and the Hanukkah and Kwanzaa gifts. Okay, anyway, just a couple of things for this Monday morning, which may not make for a fascinating first beginning hour, but I wanted to bring them up anyway, because I wanted to acknowledge Freddie Fender passing on, and also about Tower Records now going out of business, and they say that all the CDs over there are 10% off, if you can find anything over there that's left. And I'm real tempted to get off the air this morning at 10 o'clock and head over to the one at Cherry Creek and see what's over there. 10% off, how can you lose out on that? But it'll be sad to see Tower go. And you know, as our life in this country changes, as technology advances, and as things begin to change, maybe it's a sign of age on my part, but I miss some of this stuff. And I'll miss Tower Records. 617, 17 minutes after 6 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll get into this Texas law students chastised for this party. I'll get into that coming up. If you want to talk, though, about Tower or about any of that other kind of stuff, any Freddie Fender fans out there, but you want to...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
It was the left one, and we've got rolling backups behind that extending all the way to Colorado. It's also affecting your drive along 270 right now through Commerce City, so just be aware of it. Northside Highway is definitely getting busy. Southbound 25, usual lineup accessing the freeway now at 104th down through Thornton North Glen. Nothing to worry about off the highway. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. High of 74, currently 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford give you the edge this winter with a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. That's right. While supplies last, get a loaded 05 Explorer 4x4 for just $15.99. Peace of mind on a budget. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You don't like to think about it, plan about it, but one day you may need it. And that's the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. And Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer. He's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
I hadn't been down to 29th Street yet, but I got a craving for the California Pizza Kitchen. Nothing tastes better than
the perfect pair of running shoes. I found them at Puma. They're so comfortable, I feel like I could run all the way to the
dressing room at Ann Taylor Loft. The cashmere sweater I tried on fit me like a
new tent. Barely weighs 2 pounds. Montbell has everything you need to explore
Boulder's new open-air shopping district, 29th Street. Retail, dining, and entertainment are now in the neighborhood. Discover it for yourself.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Shotgun house is in the shack. Elm those ties on the railroad tracks. 34 more, it's on
the side. Yeah, I like her. Sarah. 21 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 70, partly sunny, 303-713-7600. Talking about Tower Records closing and about downloading music. I guess that's what we're going to get into this first hour. I don't know how many of you do this or want to participate in this or discuss. You know, people are always reluctant to want to get on to this radio station. And I know there's things out there like Iraq going on, North Korea, but people are reluctant to get on this radio station and sometimes discuss cultural issues. And I wonder how many people my age, I wonder how many people 35, 40, and 50 years of age are downloading music, or if it's all kids that are doing this kind of stuff. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
I'm doing good. I download music mainly because I rather just grab the 3 or 4 songs that I really like on a CD, and you know, that's like $3 or $4 instead of having to buy the whole CD, which is going to run you $12-$13 at a minimum.
Well, I don't mind getting the whole thing. I want the whole thing. I want to hear all the different tracks, and some of them you don't like, and some of them you're absolutely crazy about. And I think it's kind of the deal, you know. That you just kind of have to have some that you're not as crazy about as others, but it's just the idea of being able to listen to the artist's complete work. Vince Gill has got this box set. Check this out. It's not a box set. I'm sorry. I rephrased this wrong. Vince Gill, I phrased it wrong. Vince Gill has got a collection coming out, a new CD that's 4 CDs with 44 songs on it.
Wow. But how many of those are, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just picky. I just want what I want. And the thing is, I think the music industry has kind of recognized that, and they're putting together better CDs. But I remember back in the mid-90s, man, it just seemed like they would put out fluff CDs that would have, you know, 2 songs that were really, you know, blockbusters, and then the rest of the CD would just be bluff. I mean, and that just drove me up the wall because you wanted those two songs because they were really good songs, but you didn't want to buy the rest of the CD when it wasn't very good quality.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the kind of music you follow. Maybe that has a lot to do with it. And also, I'll tell you something else that has a lot to do with all of this. The other thing that has a lot to do with all of this, and I don't know if I'm alone in feeling this way, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, okay, and I'm not trying to be nasty towards anybody, but music radio in this day and age, with the exception of KBCO, really does, well, I hate to say this, but it sucks.
Well, yeah, and that's why a lot of people are, like, downloading their music, and then they bring it, you know, in their car some way, you know, because now they have the MP3 stereos, car stereos, and they also have, my wife actually has the attachment where she can hook her iPod into her car now. So,
yeah, that's going to be standard, too, in cars coming out in 07, 08, and 09.
Yeah, well, it's a nice feature. What I wanted to talk about is, along the music line, is, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but there's an artist, she's a pretty big country music artist, Sarah Evans.
Right.
And she's a sweetheart. She's an absolute gorgeous girl. And her husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, you know, she filed for divorce on Friday, and he's a huge GOP operative. He runs his own GOP PAC. He ran for Congress as a Republican in 2002. And evidently it came to light that this guy had, like, pictures of him cheating on her on his computer. He had, like, his own little list of, like, liaisons on his computer. He was, like, threatening their kids. I actually read the divorce papers on Friday because it just shocked me. But evidently one of the things that happened is her hairstylist for Dancing with the Stars was gay, and he threatened her and her kids that if that hairstylist ever, you know, touched his wife, that he was going to get violent. And I guess that's kind of what tipped her over the edge, is she wants sole custody of her kids. And that's why she's putting all this out. But, man, it's just, like, another example of, like, what is up with these GOP? You know, they can't act like normal individuals.
I don't know. She also found porn on his computer.
I just flabbergasted. I mean, it's kind of like the Christy Brinkley thing, except for at least that guy was like, I'm an idiot, and, like, came out and said, you know, I made a mistake. This guy just looks like he's going to dig himself 10 feet deep.
I just marvel at people's behavior. I really marvel at people's behavior, because you're right. She's very talented. She's a very good-looking woman. What is this guy doing with cheating, with porn? And you're right, he did run. He attempted to run as a congressman on the Republican ticket. I don't think party has anything to do with, you know, with having bad people, with having people who are less than upfront. But I think there's a difference, and here's the big difference. And Frank Rich wrote about this in the New York Times over the weekend, and it's really true. We've had like 30 years of GOP moralizing, and I would say to any conservative who's listening can call up and can confront me on this. We've had 30 years of their moralizing, and then it turns out that the same people that are moralizing and the same party is moralizing has no morals themselves.
Well, yeah, that's my whole thing. If you worry about you and I'll worry about me, and we'll both be okay. I'm trying to live the best life I can. I'm not a perfect person, but, you know, I'm trying to have a good family. I'm trying to have a good marriage, but it's tough, you know, and I don't need you poking in my business. You worry about you, and I'll worry about me, and we'll both get along fine. But, you know, it doesn't seem like they worry more about my life than they need to be worrying about their life. I mean, maybe if they just worry about themselves, you know, everything would be okay.
I don't know. I don't understand people who moralize continuously. There are rights and wrongs. There are universally accepted rights and wrongs, and we can sit down and have discussions about those universal rights and wrongs, but there's some areas where other people do not need to be involved in our individual business. And I think that we know what most of us as adults, as thinking adults, know what's right and wrong, and we don't need to be lectured or moralized to or talked to about our actions, and there are consequences to the actions that you take, like Sarah Evans' husband. And I'm not talking about areas of things like sexual assault, murder. I'm talking about what goes on with consenting adults. That consenting adults, it is not illegal. I mean, technically, it is not illegal if you're married to sleep with another woman or another man. Right?
Well, I think it's a respect level. You know, and I think that's where progressives sit, is we want to respect other people. And I think, you know, no matter if it was illegal or not, I think Sarah Evans' husband disrespected her. Because obviously she wasn't cool with what was going on. And he even claimed that he verbally abused her. So, I mean, I think that's where we sit, at least me as a progressive, is I respect individuals. I respect, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, just don't hurt other people. And it just seems like that same standard doesn't apply.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And you know what? She's right to kick his rear out. She's right to go after custody of those kids. And any man or woman who was in that position, who was in their right mind, would do exactly the same thing. Marshall, have a good work day, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you. I don't know if we want to get off on that subject at 6:30 in the morning here, but I really feel that way. And I got a ton of emails from people who are religious who once again accuse me of bashing religion, of bashing Christianity, and I'm not. And I think being religious is fine. I think it's okay. I think it's more than okay. I think it's great. If that's a support system, if that's where your heart and your belief lies, then you should pursue it. And you should feel comfortable about it, and you shouldn't apologize to anybody for it. That's fine. But whether it's religion or non-religion, whatever the story is, when you move to go after other people and to get involved in their lives, because your universal truths don't match their universal truths, and I'm talking about things that are legal under the eyes of the law with consenting adults, not children and not kids, then to me, you start to get into kind of this really, really shaky area. This real shaky area. And it bothers me and scares me that there are people out there who feel that way and who want to use the machinery of government to grind it against you. And the most notable case is the gay rights issue, which we talked about on Friday, the two amendments, the two referenda, the whole I and, what, 43? And come on. And I don't think being a member of the GOP, and I don't think being a member of the Republican Party is a bad thing. We just disagree. I think that's fine. We should have these debates. But it's like moralizing and sticking your finger in somebody's face, and then, plus, on top of that, beating up gay people in order to get electoral advantage. And then we find out, as Frank Rich pointed out in the Sunday New York Times, that the GOP is filled with gay staffers. To me, it's just hypocritical. It's wrong. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we went to that. We went from music to that. You ever gone to Tower Records, Gina?
I haven't been to Tower Records in many years, but I may check it out.
You're not alone, because they're going down the tubes.
That's really a shame, you know?
But you can get 10% off on everything they got.
Yeah.
All the CDs.
Well, we'll definitely check it out. We have a big CD collection, so we like to add to that.
Yeah, I definitely am going to go over there. I'm thinking about going over there after I get off the air. There's one in Cherry Creek. Buzz over there and see what they got.
Sounds good.
Pick up all the music that John Turk doesn't want to hear and then force him to play it tomorrow. Okay, it's a Monday kickoff of commuter traffic. There's also a new study out about baby boomers and immigrants are changing commuter patterns in this country. How's the drive look this morning?
Well, we got problems up north. Eastbound I-70 been really bogged down for about the last half hour or so. It's backed up all the way to Brighton. We had a hit-and-run crash there blocking two lanes. So you're going to have to move right to get around this. Definitely expect delays. We're also seeing the jam up back to 270 as well. Westbound I-76 starting to catch some congestion now at 74th. And we have the usual drill for southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower, high of 74, currently 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open.
celebrate their 60th anniversary and one of the longest ski seasons in North America.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so best thing to do is get on the horn and find out about it today. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR in 6 months with no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Well, they're called perpetual petitioners.
Perpetual petitioners?
Narrow, special interest pushing pet proposals that hurt Colorado.
Like Amendment 38, the petition amendment?
Yeah, that one. Expensive and reckless.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds good, but Amendment 38's fine print kills Colorado. Blows a hole in our state constitution.
Blows a hole in our state constitution?
Makes it easier to get wacky ideas on the ballot with sneaky language to confuse voters. The result will be chaos.
Oh, great. Just what we need. All government, all the time. Who's behind Amendment 38 anyway?
The same old cranks with a cause crowd who want to force taxpayers to foot the bill for their special interest agenda.
So what can we do to fight this?
Join more than 100 major civic and business groups, our daily newspapers, and responsible Coloradans everywhere. Vote no on Amendment 38. Don't let them hurt Colorado.
Paid for by Coloradans for Responsible Reform 2006. VoteNo38.com.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:37. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 71. Partly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. This show's streaming at am760.net. You can also instant message me at am760.net as soon as I get my IM situation straightened out and together here. I just don't have the thing up to do it. I don't have it. I'm stumbling out of the gate here on this Monday morning. 303-713-7600. We're talking about a whole bevy of stuff here, about Tower Records going under, about downloading music, about moralizing. This is what you would call a broken play Monday, in which somehow I went off the rails, and there's just a ton of stuff to talk about. You can interject on any of those if you want to. And then coming up next hour, I'm going to kick off the Think Tank Hour, which is, here's the deal. We're going to tackle a major issue for the state and for the nation, and no assignment of blame will be permitted. All I want to hear from you is solutions, how you think we can fix the problem. That's coming up next hour. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I think it's probably a good thing that Tower Records is going under. It proves that, boy, my mind just went blank. Capitalism is working. Why are you going to buy a CD for $20 at Tower Records when you can buy it for $15 or 14 at Best Buy, and you can buy it for $3 or $5 online?
Well, my answer to that would be technically you're right, and that's the competition of the free marketplace. But the other side of that is that for people like, I guess, myself, who love and really dig music, I'll miss the people who have a tendency to work at Tower Records, who are people who have a tendency to really be into music, either because they're musicians themselves or they've followed the music a long, long time, and you can walk up to them and ask them a question and get an intelligent answer, where if you go to a big box store, 9 times out of 10, there's nobody in that section, and if you do ask them about something, they usually can't tell you. They don't know.
All right. I would just say that the Tower could have adjusted their pricing accordingly to compete with the big box.
Well, yeah. Look, I don't know. I don't know if that, you know, I don't know if that's really the reason that they're closing, or that their business plan, that there's something going on inside the company, that there may be other things going on there. But I'll just go back to what I said. For me personally, I don't mind paying a little bit more for anything. If I can get somebody who knows what they're talking about, as opposed to going somewhere and getting a limited selection and no help. And one of the things that Tower used to have, which is great, is they used to have a huge selection of all kinds of stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And for me, that's what I'm interested in.
Well, that's why I like the online thing, is I can go online. I bought a couple CDs online this weekend. But, like, I find stuff that I've never even heard of. A guy named James Hunter, I would have never found him at either of those stores, because I just kind of cruise through and listen to this, listen to that, and if it sounds good, go with it.
Well, you might have found it at Tower. They have listening stations, too, by the way. But you might have found it if you'd walked up and asked him. If you would have said, hey, what do you know about this guy?
Yeah, I never even heard of him. I mean, well, what would I walk up and say, hey, do you have any music from the 40s and 50s?
Well, how did you find out? How did you find out about him?
I was just cruising through, like, the pages of different stuff on the site I use, and just listen to this, listen to that, and just cruise along and listen as I go.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. There are a lot of people. The technology is changing things, and there are a lot of people who are downloading music, and there's a lot of people who are buying online. I buy a lot online too, but occasionally when I've really needed something or when I've had a question about something, I've always known that I could go to Tower and that I could get a good answer and that they could steer me in the right direction. You know, the only other source I know of that's better than Tower?
What's that?
For music information? This audience.
Oh, well. Hey, I got a quick question, Jay. When are you guys going to talk about Amendment 44?
Hopefully this week sometime.
All right, hopefully I'm listening.
We just have to line... The thing is, what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to get line people up to talk about them, talk about the amendments, and it takes time to book all those people. So we're working on it. We're working on all of them, and we're going to try to get in as many of them as we possibly can.
Understood.
Okay?
Have a good one.
All right, Mark, see ya.
Bye.
Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Not bad. Hey, you know, I'll never buy anything from a big box store when it comes to music. There's just no way, you know. I just tell Turk, you know, I go to Twist and Shout once a week, every week. Even if I don't buy anything, I go down there. It's a locally owned.
Right. I like Twist and Shout.
Yeah. You know, and I tell them, you know, they're opening a new store Friday. Their new store is going to be on East Colfax, right across from East High School. And they're closing the one on Alameda. But you know what, man? I go in there, and you know, you can listen to CDs all day long. I mean, that's what's nice about it. If you want to listen to something, see if it's something you like, you know, you can do that. They order stuff for you. And I don't mind paying more. To me, I like it because it's an actual music store. The employees are so knowledgeable, you know. And if they can get it for you, they'll get it for you. And it's like a museum down there, man. They got so much, you know, music paraphernalia and stuff, posters and pictures. It's just fun going down there. But man, I'm not going to go buy anything at Best Buy. There's no way.
I'm coming from the same place you're coming from. I love the idea of music stores. I love the idea of stores that where you can listen to the CDs, where you can talk to the people who work there. And they know something about the product, and you can ask them questions, because if you get in there and you get undecided and don't know which of these two CDs are better? Because I want to try. I've never bought anything by this artist, and I want to try it. I like people who can tell me what the deal is, as opposed to the big box stores where the same person who is sitting there, who may talk to you about CDs or standing there behind the cash register, has no idea what the difference between that and going to the tire department.
Oh, exactly. You know, I'm not trying to, blow twists and shots or anything, but you know what? I've learned so much about music and stuff going there over the years. There's a lot of artists that I never even thought of, and there were employees down there that turned me on to it. And I tell you what, man, those people they'll steer you in the right direction. And I like reading liner notes. I like looking at album covers, and at Twist and Shout they have albums too. You know, you can buy old albums. So, you know, to me, I'm more of a '60s kind of guy where I like to have my hands on stuff.
Yep, me too.
You know, but yeah, it's too bad about Tower. But man, I don't know. It's the nature of the game, I guess.
Well, things are changing around us, and we have to adapt to the change. And sometimes that change can be very, very difficult. Terry, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Two lines open here, 303-713-7600. I guess us musical dinosaurs can get together this hour, can get together this morning and talk about changing technology. And those of you who download can sell us on that idea. But I'm like Terry. I like to get my hands on it. And I like a place where somebody can come up to me and I can ask them, hey, what about this you know, which Coltrane album do you think I should buy here? It's what I want to ask. It's what I want to know. Right? I want to get into Widespread Panic, okay? Which is the best Panic album to buy?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike getting full through the usual stretch there from Federal to Pecos, all good in and around Boulder. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm, possible afternoon shower, high of 74, currently 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
EU School of Professionalism and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.du.edu.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
6:47, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean late model used vehicles. They have got a wide, diverse selection of over 600 vehicles on the lot, and that's one of the reasons why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. And don't forget about Operation Freebird coming up on Veterans Day. I believe that's November the 11th. And it's going to be quite a thing, and it's a community-oriented activity, and I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer. Right now, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So if you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And they've got everything you can think of, Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, whatever it is, boy, they've got it. Luxury vehicles, gas savers, they got everything you can think of, virtually. It's just huge. The place is huge. And great people working out there, too. I always bring my friends up, the Alshires, Tom and Marv, and Fred Lebrato, and Gerard Menard, and so many, Jim Monroe, and so many of the people who are working out there work really, really hard to make sure that you're happy. Over 100 employees dedicated to making you very, very happy. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Check out the inventory. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 tonight. That's Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 649. It's 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 71. Partly sunny. Sun just beginning now to work its way up into the sky. And we're talking about the changing world we're living in, technologically-wise and culture-wise, with the closing of a huge landmark chain in this country, Tower Records, which is going to close. And there's a location at Cherry Creek. And I don't know if there's any other locations in Colorado. Yeah, I think there is, and I can't remember which ones there are, but there are ones all over the place. And some of the more famous ones, of course, is the big one. It's not that big, but it's pretty big, on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And there's a couple of big ones in New York. And there's one in Las Vegas. And they're all over the place, and they're being liquidated. And they say because of the big box stores and also because more and more people are downloading online. 303-713-7600. No real probing question this hour, only just the idea that the world's changing around us. And I don't know, how many of you download music as opposed to buying it? How much is your online purchasing having to do with what goes on retail-wise? And as I said to several other callers, I'm one of these people that I'll pay a little bit more at Tower and in stores like that in order to deal with people who know something about music. Yeah, Cherry Creek's the only one that's here in the Denver-Boulder area. All right, let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the Tower thing. I live near Tower Record, and so I go there a lot. There and Twist and Shout, and I'm totally on board with your last caller who says that the staff at both those places are completely knowledgeable. And I was telling Turk when I called in about a year ago, I went to an Oasis concert, and I really liked one of the opening bands, and I got over to Tower Records at 5 minutes to midnight that night and was able to just really quickly grab the Jet CD. So
yeah, that's how they used to be. And you could walk in there and you could say, hey, I heard somebody talking about this group. Where do I look? And which is the best CD to check these folks out or this singer out? And they always had somebody there who could tell you what you needed to know.
Yeah, they do. They're very knowledgeable at there and the other independent places, too, like Twist and Shout, and I think there used to be another one, too. And then I lived a little bit in Philadelphia, and they had a really cool Tower Records there, too, on South Street. So, yeah, it is very sad to see that go. And,
do you buy any music online at all?
Very rarely. I've got, I do have an iPod, and I've got probably about 10,000 songs on there, but most of them are the two to three songs that I like from a CD, but I own the CD, so I'll download the two to three songs off the CD I own onto my iPod. And I don't go in there and buy the two to three songs that I like. They come off the CD I already own.
Yeah, you know, I hear something really lame. I have an iPod, but I never use it.
I don't use mine that much. And then the other thing, too, real quickly, is I'm like you guys. I like the linear notes. I like the tangible of, you know, a digital booklet doesn't do anything for me. Because I saw one once. I don't have one. But
yeah, I wonder about that. People who download a lot of music, don't they miss the liner notes and all that stuff?
Well, I know for sure I would. So I, you know, it's unfortunate to see. It is a landmark, as you said. I go there all the time.
Well, technology's changing around us, and so one of the things about a market economy is some people can't compete, and I don't know what it is or what the reason was. Tower says it's because of the big box stores. Unlike Terry, who called in, I won't shop at the big box stores. I will never buy a CD at a big box store.
No, and they lower their prices on their CDs so they can entice people to come in and buy their stereos. That's how their CDs are. Like,
yeah, and they don't.
Cheaper.
Yeah, and they also don't have the selection.
Yeah, that's very true. Definitely not the selection or the knowledge. I think one of your other callers called in and said that he found something kind of obscure surfing around online or something. But your last caller, Terry, said that, you know, at Twist and Shout or Tower, with the listening stations at both those places, you can hone in on obscure stuff. I do it all the time. I can't tell you how many CDs I've bought that were unintended and even unknown to me, and I bought the whole CD and loved it.
Yep, so. I agree. Peter, thanks, yeah. Man.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Take care.
All right, you too.
Here's Matt in Denver. Matt, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. So I've been collecting music for 25 years since I was in junior high school. I had a job and would take that money and spend my whole check over there. And then as I grew older, I became a DJ. And there were times that I would not eat to buy a record.
Mm.
I mean, I've been collecting vinyl all these years. That's what I've been doing. And like you say, you want your hands on it. I use it as a backup, the vinyl. And I record it, and the technology has changed a great deal because I use a computer to DJ with vinyl. So that's what I've been doing.
Twist and Shout does sell vinyl.
They sure do.
But a lot of places don't sell vinyl anymore.
In fact, Tower sold vinyl at one time.
Yeah, they sure did.
I mean, and recently, where the big box stores were saying, oh, they don't make that no more. Yeah, you could still get the top 40 vinyl. Our top 40 records on vinyl, as well as the obscure stuff. The Twist and Shout definitely utilizes a lot of old school records that you can still get that they're repressing.
Yeah, I have a turntable. I like the sound of vinyl, but I like the sound that it makes. I even like the clicks and the hisses and the pops.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really more into CDs. But you're a connoisseur to the max, I guess. Matt, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let's go quickly to Keith. In Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM760. Hey. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I do a lot of downloading on iTunes, and you download the liner notes, the cover art on the CDs now. I mean, there's nothing on the CD you don't get with downloading.
Is it the same as having like a little printed booklet?
You can download it and make your own booklet. You get everything.
Hmm.
And you can blow it up where you can actually read it without glasses.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point, isn't it?
It is a good point.
For those of us who have that problem?
Yes, for those of us who have that problem. Among others, I should say. Anyway, thanks for breaking up the tension from the election, because it's getting stressful out in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's getting really, really tough, and it kind of wears on you. And I thought this morning that I would go out and hustle up some topics that would be just a little easier to take on a Monday morning.
I appreciate it. I'm bowing to you now, and you have a great Monday morning.
Hey, Keith, take care, man. Thanks for the informative call.
All right,
see ya. All right, coming up next, we will get a little tense here, but maybe not. Maybe we won't get tense, because I'm going to introduce the Think Tank Hour here, where what we're going to do is we're not going to complain. We're going to go out, and we're going to look for solutions. So, no assignment of blame, but solutions. All ideas are welcome, even if I disagree with them. And I might challenge you a little bit on them, but that's okay, because that's what public debates are all about. So, we'll get into the Think Tank Hour coming up here next on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. They couldn't wait to get to Hawaii. Now some tourists can't wait to leave. In the hour since the strongest earthquake in 20 years shook the islands, visitors jammed the Honolulu airport.
We'll see if we can get out today or not, but from everything we've heard, it's probably better to get out now than stay around here.
Around here, some roads are buried under mud. Hotel room walls have holes where the plaster used to be. And there's no power.
The big problem is here in Oahu, where we have 800,000 population, and the power grid is brought up, and I believe only about 50% or a little past there of the power has been restored to the island.
Ron Haraga with the State Transportation Department says teams are going out to inspect bridges and roads for damage. So far, police have no reports of any deaths. On the Weather Watch, WBEN's Steve Cishon tells us the blanket of snow that smothered the Buffalo area is melting.
We're expected to hit 60 degrees today, and the good news is that the snow melted slowly, and that means that flooding really won't be much of an issue for most of us here in western New York.
But power is an issue. It may not be back to normal until the weekend. At least three suburban districts have canceled classes all week. Will UN sanctions to punish North Korea for a reported nuclear test really do any good? Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, what should we be looking for?
Well, for starters, Frank, will China enforce sanctions? It seemed to be balking at inspecting cargo to and from North Korea, but now the U.S. this morning says Beijing is checking the shipments today.
There's going to be enormous pressure on China to live up to this responsibility. We're all banking on that.
Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns on the CBS News Early Show. President Bush will discuss that pressure and other strategy with Secretary Rice and U.N. Ambassador Bolton later this morning, Frank.
In Iraq, Saddam Hussein has written a letter telling his countrymen liberation is at hand. In it, he calls on insurgents to be merciful with the enemy. Over the weekend, there was no mercy for more than 90 Iraqis and 10 Americans killed in the latest attacks.
The U.S. military says five Marines and five soldiers have been killed since Friday. The Marines in volatile Anbar province, the soldiers in and around Baghdad. The latest was killed by a roadside bomb last night on the outskirts of the capital. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in the first 2 weeks of October.
CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Mets beat the Cardinals last night 12-5. That series now tied 2 games apiece. A song for the boss? Well, it is his day. If you're the big boss man, congratulations. This is National Boss Day. The boss on his way to work in New York doubts the people who work for him will do anything special to mark the occasion.
I don't think they would even know about it. And if they did, they'd probably get me a dunce cap.
S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, You're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with a AM 760 local news update now. The drought over, according to Denver Water. Metro reservoirs up to their highest point in 7 years. The utility supplying water to at least a million customers in the Denver metro area say its reservoirs at 90% capacity. Westminster police arresting two men in a stabbing death that happened in the 3100 block of Craft Street early yesterday.
Unfortunately, he died from those injuries. And right now we are investigating it as a homicide.
Stephanie Topkop, spokesperson for Westie Police, arrested 21-year-old Jared Pickering and 19-year-old Jesse Bates. They were taken into custody just after the stabbing. They've been charged with first-degree murder. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper calling for an emergency meeting Wednesday on the city's graffiti problem. He says the problem goes deeper than the $1 million cost to remove it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, eastbound I-70 at Pecos is our latest problem. It's really messing up your drive on the north end of town because we have fallout from an earlier wreck at Havana. So be prepared for that gridlock to set in back to I-25. It's also affecting your transition ramps. We also have eastbound 270 messed up before York. Two cars in the left lane there. Looks like we're getting busy now in Aurora, northbound 225 at Iliff, but thankfully no problems. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower, high of 74, currently 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life. Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 71. Partly sunny skies. And the sun is just now making its way up. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful morning here along the Front Range. And it's good to have you along. This show is streaming at am760.net. And you can also instant message me at am760.net. And it's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Did I repeat that twice about it's good to have you along? Yeah, I'm into repeating myself. Among other problems. Okay, this is an experiment. I don't know if this is going to work or not, and usually on Mondays, it's really rough to get anything new off the ground because most of us are kind of in a daze on Monday after you have like a great weekend, or maybe in some of your cases a not-so-great weekend, but if you had a great weekend, then Monday you got to get back in the groove and the whole thing. But I've been thinking about this for a while and talked to some other people about this idea, and too much of talk radio, and I'm talking about not only progressive talk, but I'm talking about all of talk radio, is about griping. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with griping. There's nothing wrong with having dissenting viewpoints. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's nice every once in a while to have some solutions. or to at least discuss some solutions without trying to go back to the same formula of pointing a finger at somebody else and saying they're the ones that are responsible. I think that if politicians did this more in political campaigns, a lot more of us would be a lot more, I think we'd be happier. Now, I could be wrong about this, because negative campaigning does work. But I'd like to hear what somebody stands for, and I'd like to hear what their ideas are going into the future. And I want problem solvers, not problem creators. I want people who have ideas. And too much of the time, we get on the radio, and I'm guilty of it too, and we complain. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, as I said. But how about some positive ideas? So here's the thing. I'm going to do this. I don't know how often I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll do it every day. Maybe I'll do it once a week. We'll see how well it goes. And if you like it, you can email me and tell me you like it. If you don't like it, you can email me and tell me you don't like it. But I want to have a think tank hour here. Now, the ground rules are as follows. Everybody's ideas are welcome. And we can challenge each other. We can ask questions. We can take stances. But you got to have some kind of a solution to the problem. You can't call up and you can't say, well, this administration's responsible, that administration's responsible, this political party's responsible, that political party's responsible. What I want to hear is how you would fix things. Now, in a recent poll conducted here around the state, and I believe it was the Denver Post that did the poll, they said that the number one thing in Colorado, the number one thing that the electorate is thinking about in Colorado, so that would be you and I, is immigration. And as you know, immigration, particularly illegal immigration, is a huge, huge subject. Most of you out there I know do not agree with me on my positions about immigration. I understand that I'm in the minority, and that's okay, because I believe that we have to have a practical, workable plan to fix this problem. First of all, we need tighter borders. We have always needed tighter borders. We should have looked at the border question after 9/11. So that goes without saying, and I'm talking about not only the border between Mexico and the United States, I'm also talking about the border between Canada and the United States. So we need tighter borders. I am not for deporting the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants that are here already. I'm not for breaking up families. I'm not for splitting them up. I'm for giving them a pathway to citizenship. I'm also for a guest worker program. Reason I believe that is I believe that we need the labor. Evidence of that is there are stories, you can Google them on the internet, there are stories out there, of agricultural entities, of farmers, of growers who are suffering because they can't get people to come pick their tomatoes, come pick their citrus fruit, come pick their pears, they can't do it. There was a story recently in the New York Times about a pear grower who had the best crop he has ever had in his entire life, and his family been in it for two or three generations, and those pears were sitting, turning to mush. Reason? Couldn't get anybody to come pick them. We had a guy call here once a long time ago. I don't think we ever saved the call, but I think we did, but I think we had it for a while. We had a guy call a long time ago who called up and was a tomato grower. Was he a tomato grower or was he strawberries? I can't remember which one it was. It was either tomatoes or strawberries. With strawberries. And he said, hey, I can't get anybody to do this, and I've gone to these unemployment offices and put notices up, and nobody shows. Nobody shows up to do this stuff. So there's also this ongoing argument about the fact that Americans will do these jobs, and then some people say Americans won't do these jobs, and some people say they will, and we can get into a debate about the minimum wage, which I'm all for raising. But I think that we need a practical solution to immigration, and my solution would be, one, tighter borders. Two, a guest worker program. Three, a path to legal citizenship for the illegals that are already here, the 11 to 12 million, maybe there might be 13 million. That's my idea on how to deal with this. I was thinking about this last night, that my grandfather, my mother's father, came here from Europe, settled in Bismarck, North Dakota. Actually, Minneapolis, and then went to Bismarck, North Dakota, which is a pretty gutsy place for somebody to go, considering it's a predominantly German town, or it was, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And he was Jewish, but they came from another country. And when they walked up to go through at Ellis Island, whoever was sitting there running the letting the immigrants in gave him a last name because he couldn't understand his family's last name. So I think all of us can look at our families, and I think all of us can relate to these stories. I am not for letting people come here illegally and break the law. I've been accused of that before, too. I'm not. Legal immigration is the key. And for those people who just want to come here and work and then go home, we should have a mechanism for them, too. Okay. So now you know where I stand. And let me throw in one other P.S. and then I'll throw it to you. The other P.S. is, I think that there are politicians out there, and I think there are people out there, who are making brown-skinned individuals in this society, legal or illegal, and I think the whole David Schultheis thing from last week is a good example of this, that they're scapegoating them and making them the enemy. Jim Spencer wrote about this back on the 10th of this month, when he was talking about the governor's race, that illegal immigrants and that Latinos, Hispanics, have become the new Willie Horton. And I think that's really true. I think it's really, 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 really true. And the only way we're going to solve this problem is to sit down and let this hysteria clear and let the fear factor go away and sit down in a rational manner and figure out how to work this thing out. And everybody along the line, no matter where you stand, is going to have to suffer a little pain. And everybody is along the line, no matter where you stand, you're not going to get 100% of what you want. But this idea of taking illegal immigrants, and particularly the ones who break the law and become high-profile cases like the dragging murder and some of the others, and making them poster people for illegal immigrants and poster people for Latinos and Hispanics makes me sick to my stomach. And I highly object to it. I just really object to it. Because there are millions and millions and millions of legal and illegal immigrants who go to work every single day, and what they really want to do is they just want to feed their families. Also, one other thing. If we don't deal with the economy in Mexico, okay, then we're never going to get this straightened out. Because what the Mexican government basically is doing is taking their folks that are in economic need and allowing them to come north. And we need to lean on the Mexican government to straighten that situation out. And these things like CAFTA and NAFTA and the rest of these stuff are killers in this degree. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. Let's try to have a think tank hour here and solve the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem. All ideas are welcome. Everybody can get involved. There's no right or wrong. You may get challenged a little bit, but that's kind of the name of the game. But get in on it. Give me some solutions, not just problems. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up. 717-17 after 7. And Gino will try to solve the traffic problems.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with major problems up on the north end of town. We had a gridlock along eastbound I-70. That's due to two separate wrecks, the latest one at Pecos, the earlier one at Havana. So you need to watch out for a long stretch of very heavy traffic through there. Definitely rolling backups affecting your transition ramps at I-25. Eastbound 270 before York, we had two cars blocked in the left lane. No change for the southbound 25 stretch from 104th to 84th, and we got a bit more traffic into downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy. Cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower, high of 74. Right now, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools, No Amendment 39 wants voters to know Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families oppose 39, a scheme from Washington Special Interest that ties the hands of school boards, hurt students, and rural communities. Vote no39.com.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and name one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The professionals at Medical Billing Office in Aurora remind everyone that America's greatest resource is her youth. Parents, kids are exposed to many dangers. Know the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse and tell your children early. Get the facts. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, a loving home is the key to a safer and drug-free community. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Medical Billing Office at 10730 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. Call Medical Billing Office at 303-337-7729. Teaching seminars are available for doctors and their staffs.
Hi, I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents at Large. And I'm proud to say, I'm the only progressive in this race. You know, this campaign for University of Colorado Regent isn't about a football team. It's not about a controversial professor or even one college campus. It's really about the future of our state. People always ask me, Stephen Ludwig, why should I care about the Regents race? Well, that's simple, because the Regents impact you, your kids, and your friends through job creation, health care, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. Affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado, and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Little B.B. King. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 71. Partly sunny. Jay Marvin with you here on AM760. And you can instant message me at am760.net. All right, it's a think tank hour. I want solutions, not griping, to illegal immigration. Let's kick it off with Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely, whatever you said, I wholeheartedly agree with. One of the statements that you had said, though, was let's lean on the Mexican government to change their economy. And I believe I have the solution for that, and not just, of course, for the Mexican government, for all governments around the world. And that is real simple. We need to enact some trade laws that say that any company anywhere in the world that wants to import their goods to the United States, the United States consumer, must adhere to American minimum standards of, like, OSHA, minimum labor standards, and EPA standards. My belief is that if you make the corporations do that, you take away the incentive for the corporations to just, like, pack up their factories like gypsies and move them around to wherever the nearest cheap labor is. And it gives them no advantage to exploit other countries like that.
Yeah, I would agree. As a matter of fact, there was an article in the New York Times, and I believe it was on either Friday or Saturday, about how big corporations are now objecting to the Chinese government move that is going to allow workers to unionize to make up for the disparity that has been caused in their market economy moves, which I think is a marvelous idea. But big corporations are trying to fight that tooth and nail. And I agree. We should go to these third world countries and say, hey, you can't keep these people in virtual slavery. And yeah, you've got to adhere to the same standards, or you can't put your goods in our country. I find nothing wrong with having trade agreements like that.
Absolutely. And the thing with that is, of course, the corporations are going to fight it tooth and nail. If they lose, for instance, in China, the first thing they'll do is they'll just pack up their factories and move them to somewhere else, maybe the Philippines or Taiwan or some country we haven't even considered yet. So we have to enact the laws that make it the same for any country in the world. It gives them no advantage to move anywhere.
Yeah, that would slow down. That would slow down the exodus of people out of these countries trying to come to the United States, because it boils down to economics, basically. If you can make, I've said this all along, if you can make $125 an hour in New Mexico and $50 an hour in Colorado, where are you going to go?
Yeah, I have talked to hundreds of people from Latin nations over my life and asked them about that, and so far not one single one has said, oh, we just love to come to America because we love Americans and we love America. They don't hate us, but they love the money. They love the jobs, and that's why they're here.
I would agree 100%. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, appreciate it. Two lines open here, 303-713-7600. We're trying to solve illegal immigration here during the Think Tank Hour. Your ideas, all ideas, are welcome. All input is welcome. Let's go to Robin in Fort Collins. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. I just wanted to call and let you know I totally agree with you on your take and your viewpoint on the immigration problem that we've got in the United States. I wanted to take just one aspect of it a little bit farther with, I think that those who are here, who are already here, who have been here, whether they're, you know, with families, whether they're here by themselves, that within this dream system that we're talking about today, that they have a specific amount of time to make a decision, and that decision is, will they choose to stay here as American citizens and become American citizens, or will they choose not to? And if they choose not to, then the invitation is for them to go home.
You wouldn't allow them to stay here just to work?
No.
Okay, reason behind that would be what?
Because there are plenty out there who will apply legally for the visitor's visa. Now, if they choose to do the visitor's visa, the working visitor's visa, then that's an option for them also. But they do have to go home at the end of that visa and reapply and go through the system of reapplying. But those who have been here for a couple of generations, and we all know, I know many illegal aliens who have been here for going on two generations. Those people and their families have decisions to make, and it's probably a tough decision for them, but it's called the real world. We cannot afford any longer for them not to make that decision.
Would you break down the paperwork logjam in regards to seeking citizenship? Would you make it easier?
Why should it be easier for them than it was for your grandfather?
No, what I mean by easier is I'm not saying that they wouldn't have to, say, for instance, do things like learn English and be able to find out about the workings of the government of the United States and go through all of those things and take a test. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the waiting period. Would you, for those people that are already here, would you change the waiting period?
I would. There could be a clause. Yeah, I would say it's like work experience or life experience that applies to their waiting period. No, I don't think that they should have to wait the inordinate amount of time that the system has set up for them right now. They've already done their waiting. But to give them the chance to make the decision whether or not they want to become citizens of this country, I think that is a decision they have to make. And as far as, you know, getting rid of the fear factor and letting it cool down, Jay, it's not going to happen while we've got Tancredos out there.
Well, that part's true, but how about this idea? How about those of us, though, who want a more rational take on this, and those of us who want to decide it without all of this fear and emotion, we just need to step forward and overpower people like the Tancredos of the world and say, look, this kind of extreme rhetoric is not going to work. Is not going to get the problem worked out.
Exactly. He's not answering any questions. He is not offering any solutions other than more fear. And it goes back to what I've been feeling and thinking and talking about to anybody who wanted to sit down and listen to me. We as the people of the United States need to stand back and take back our power. We are an empowered nation, and you couldn't tell it by the way we are acting today.
Well, we are certainly very fearful. You're right. We're in a perpetual state of fear, seems like a lot of the time, and we gotta beat that down in order to break through and to solve these problems. Robin, thank you so much for the call.
Jay, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's our inaugural Think Tank Hour. We're talking about illegal immigration here. Solutions, no gripes. Just tell me how you would fix the situation, and I'm up for anything. I mean, if you think that building walls between the United States and Mexico would work, I'll entertain the idea. I don't think it will. I think that that's useless amount of money being spent by us taxpayers for something that won't work. But whatever plan you have, get off your half moons and get involved here, and let's seek some solutions. 303-713-7600, three lines open. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at Progressive Traffic now with Gina.
Well, normal delays for your Tech Center ride along I-25. That's good news. Congested, as usual, on 6th out of Lakewood. Our biggest problem, still eastbound I-70. We had two earlier wrecks that had traffic jammed from Havana all the way back to Sheridan. Looks like it's starting to shake loose. You may still want to hop off, especially if you're on the approach to I-25. Use your surface streets. Eastbound 270 and the cleanup at York, that was adding to the congestion in the area. Decent ride toward downtown on I-25. We just have the typical holding pattern, 38 to Spear. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. High of 74, currently 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that protects you on the road can protect your most valued possessions. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA to find out how easy it is to switch and save on AAA Insurance. And don't forget to ask about their special member pricing.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents at Large. And I'm proud to say, I'm the only progressive in this race. You know, this campaign for University of Colorado Regent isn't about a football team. It's not about a controversial professor or even one college campus. It's really about the future of our state. People always ask me, Stephen Ludwig, why should I care about the Regents race? Well, that's simple. Because the Regents impact you, your kids, and your friends through job creation, healthcare, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. Affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado, and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Four, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 71, partly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. The Denver Post recently said that the governor's race comes down to a debate over immigration. Jim Spencer, in his column from back in October the 10th, said race comes down to immigration fight. And it's a think tank hour. So, in other words, no pointing of blame at anybody else, but looking for solutions. Looking for solutions here on how to solve problems instead of creating more problems. So how do we curb illegal immigration? I'm open to any suggestion you have and any feelings you have about it. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Matt in Aurora. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I guess I want to start by saying, as a member of the Choctaw tribe, I don't think immigration started yesterday or 100 years ago. It started about 1492. So we need to be realistic in this country and realize, that everyone's here from somewhere else, and we can't be deporting people or any of that. It's going to cost too much. I grew up in this country believing that America, learning in America, was the melting pot, and I think that's part of what makes us great. Now, that being said, I agree pretty much 100% with the plan you said. You listed the points you laid out and the things the other callers have pointed out. I do believe that the big issue with immigration to me is security. So I think that if we do get this guest worker program like you're talking about, one that does not make make illegal immigrants the property of other people, it makes them, tax-paying temporary workers here. And I think the other thing we need to do is increase the number of visas we get out in this country. Right now, 30% of the people that are here illegally came here at one point in time legally with a visa. It expired, and they couldn't get a new one. So if we can do those two things, increase legal immigration in this country, we're going to actually reduce the number of illegal immigrants here, and we can do something about that. We'll have 10% of them now that are coming here illegally, and we can actually sit aside and say, okay, why are you circumventing the system? Why are you coming here illegally? Are you bringing drugs, guns, weapons? What's your reasoning? And it's now a tangible problem. We can address security.
Yeah, I have no problem with what you're saying. I'm 100% on the same page as you, and people who come here and break the law, either they should be punished within the United States of America because they broke our laws, or they should be sent home. And if they go to jail, after jail time is served, they should be deported.
Yeah.
No questions asked. So if you want to come here and you want to contribute to this society, you want to help build it, you want to be a positive member of this society, that's fine. If you want to come here and you want to work, and then what you want to do is after you have worked, you want to go home, that's okay too. But what you can't do is you can't come here and you can't break the laws. And we have to figure out a way for people to be able to get in and out of here, or to make their choices and be able to do it with a legal mechanism and not illegally. And deporting everybody in the country is not going to work. I mean, well, somebody once said we couldn't even get people out of Katrina, out of New Orleans. How the hell are we going to get 12 million people out of here? And I don't think building a wall works either.
Yeah, well, what I've heard is, if we're looking at deporting 12 million people, that's going to cost about $380 billion. So, as people always say, unless you're in favor of raising taxes, we need to find a better option.
But there are people out there who like that idea. They like that idea of deportation. I've never been able to understand how on one hand they'll talk about the idea that they want to deport all these people, but on the other hand, they really don't want to discuss the cost and the practicality of setting up the mechanism to go get it done.
Yeah, well, it's unrealistic, and that's that's people who are listening to the talking points and trying to, you know, they're using it, they're believing in new fear, you know, and they just want to do something now to solve everything. And this didn't happen overnight, like I said, and we're not going to fix it in one day. This has been going on for a long time. We need to be realistic and come up with plans that don't affect our future negatively.
Why are people scared of illegal immigrants?
Why
are they scared of immigrants, period?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's someone different. You know, people need someone to be afraid of, I believe. You know, that's something we've seen throughout time, and if you can tap into that, you can definitely exploit it. So that's what people are doing.
It's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating, though, not being able to break that down, not being able to get people to stop that.
Well, I think it's part of the human condition. You just have to have something to be afraid of to motivate you. Hopefully we can, in the future, make it things that are we should be afraid of, like, you know, nuclear war or, you know, disease, things like that, not a group of people because they look different or talk different.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. The heat, the hysteria behind this question, too. You see it in the governor's race. You see it among a lot of politicians. And you also hear it among a lot of callers to talk radio about this thing about it's us versus them. But what happens if them wants to become us? Which sounds like kind of a clunky, awkward phrase. But what happens if they do? Is that not okay? I mean, there are people out there who are scared that they'll wake up one day and they'll not recognize the people who are in their neighborhood. I don't know why that scares people. Javier in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. First of all, you know, they are Americans. You know, we're North Americans, Central Americans, South Americans. We're all Americans. They're our neighbors. They're not our enemies. The common sense way to take care of this problem is tax them. They're stressing out our services, and you know, we're blowing a lot of money. Why not put them in a position where they can pay for their own what they're using? You know, like put a tax on the money they send out of the country. They're sending out $20 billion a year. Why not put a tax of like maybe 10 or 15%, put that in a pool that helps the schools, the hospitals, any services that they use? This kind of shores up some of the money that's being spent on them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You can make the argument that they are contributing in that if they're paying rent, for instance, then part of the rent or part of the money that they pay, the person who owns the dwelling that they're living in or the complex that they're living in pays property taxes. You can also make the point that they do contribute to Social Security, even though they never get that money back and they may be using false Social Security numbers, but you're right about the monetary drain. You're right about the idea that they're sending back all of this money because they've got families back home who are impoverished, and there's got to be a way to get to make some income off of that. I agree.
There is, and you know something. Think about it. Mexico has access to $20 billion a year pumped into their economy. Do they want to stop it? No. They're not borrowing from banks. They got people over there working. They're sending money back there. That's helping their economy. And a lot of people that I talk to here, the big fear here, I think, you get all the hype on TV about the cop killers, the drug traffickers, all the people that are doing bad things. They get all the newspaper attention. But, you know, the common guy that's got families that work here, they're decent people, I know a lot of them. And they told me that they wish there was a way they could put all those people that are troublemakers and criminals and get them out of this country. And the only way you can do that is develop like an Interpol system like they got in Europe where they fingerprint them, picture them, and it's available to all police agencies across the country. That way, if you send them out and they come back, you can lock them up right away. And also, you tell them, look, if you come back here, you're going to prison for 5 years. So, you know, they're going to think about it, well, do I take a chance and come back and go to prison, or do I go back to Mexico? Because if we lock them up, they become another drain on our tax system because we're supporting them in prisons. Prison is a $60 billion a year business. So if we throw those people in jail, we, you know, they're another burden.
Yeah, private prisons, too, are big business.
Big business. And like I said, tell me something. If these people are bringing drugs across the border and stuff, where's the DEA? Why aren't they down there stopping that?
I think they're doing what they can, but I think they're understaffed and underfunded probably, and they're stuck with this huge, huge wave. That brings, see, all of this stuff brings up additional topics. For instance, what would happen, for instance, if we legalized marijuana?
You know what? The big problem is it's not about personal use. If they legalize it for personal use, it's also legalized to be used in industry. And you can make clothes, food, other things that compete with the petroleum industry.
Okay, but you see, if it was legal and you taxed it and people could import it here legally or even grow it here and then sell it, how much of that kind of trafficking would you cut down on the borders?
Well, you know, the other thing is, if farmers grew it here, just think the money those guys would make. Instead of losing their farms, they'd have a crop that they could actually turn into profit. Because hemp is high in cellulose fiber. When you nitrate that, you make plastic, clothes, all kinds of stuff. The same thing that you make out of oil. And like I said, instead of paying the sheiks in the Middle East, the money would be going to farmers here who would spend their money at the neighborhood stores, and money would be circulated within here. But like I said, it's not about personal use. It's about commercial use. It's part of the corporate industry that wants to keep it out. They don't care what you use. They don't care if you drink alcohol or gasoline or whatever. They don't care if you smoke pot. It competes with their products.
Well, the point I brought in about legalization is that it would not be, it probably would not be profitable for smugglers if we legalized it. So that would be one chunk of time that the DEA has to spend that, and manpower and woman power and dollar power, where they could go some other place.
On real criminals. And, you know, if people that are in prison, there's like, what, 20% of them, they're in for minor pot violations. And, you know, $60 billion, if they cut 20% of that bill because they got rid of those people in prison for pot, how much money would we save there? We got to find a common sense approach. This fear that Tancredo does, you know, they're the enemies. They're our neighbors. And you know what? They're here working. They're trying to be like regular Americans. Yeah, they had to come here because of the paperwork and the bureaucracy, but I know a lot of them. They're real decent folks. They want to work. They want to have families, and they love it here.
Yeah, I agree, Javier. I'm on the same page you're on. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. And if Jason Loveland will hang on, he says we should deport illegals and it would help. So we'll find out how he plans to do that. And it's a Think Tank Hour. Your solutions to illegal immigration, which is supposed to be the hottest topic in Colorado. It's supposed to be the number one concern. I would have thought that Iraq would have weighed in as number one, but it is not, according at least to a Denver Post poll. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. You can also instant message me at am760.net. It's 745, 15 away from 8. Traffic with Gina.
Well, thanks, Jay. If you were planning to use I-70 eastbound this morning, it's been a pretty tough ride. You may want to think again, especially if you're headed out to DIA. We did have major delays at Havana. Looks like that's clearing up. But it was still jammed approaching I-25 from an earlier problem at Pecos. We were recovering as well eastbound 270 before York had a two-car wreck there. Eastbound Highway 36 dragging Federal to Pecos now, and very heavy conditions kicking in on C-470 down south through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. Looking for a high of only 74 degrees, currently 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
FedEx Kinko's has great savings for you this month. Right now, get 20% off all signs, posters, and banners at FedEx Kinko's. Hurry, this offer ends on October 31st. See your neighborhood FedEx Kinko's for details. FedEx Kinko's. Our office is your office.
North Korea says, we're going to test this, and we're going to test that, and we're going to have a Taipong Dongi thing, and then we're going to have an underground Denny Hastert either fell off a mountain or a 4.2 on the Richter scales accomplished by exploding some nuclear weapon thing. Until you talk to me!
Randy Rhodes.
It's like two spoiled, rotten children. Put them in the overhead compartment, and let's get on with the flight to freedom!
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and this is something you're going to love. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 month with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit cards rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for 6 months, for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust they'll get your results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last forever. So best thing to do now is call immediately. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments, it's not going to last long, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hollywood is abuzz with gossip. Guess which $20 million leading man has finally decided to come out of the closet? Once one of Tinseltown's most eligible bachelors, he's about to reveal the personal life he's been hiding from fans for years. Think you know who I'm talking about? Uh-uh. It's veteran stage and screen actor...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 71, partly sunny, looking for solutions, not trying to create more problems. Illegal immigration, our first ever think tank hour. How do you solve this? All plans welcome, 303-713-7600, two lines open. Here's a email. Jay, I agree with most of your points for solving the illegal immigration problem. I would add that there needs to be some negotiations with the Mexican government to allow for more Americans to develop in that country. Mexico is a country of abundant resources. Other than the corruption, there is no reason why they shouldn't be self-sufficient. They should adopt a policy similar to that of Costa Rica that embraces foreign business. If I were allowed to open a business in Cabo San Lucas, I'd be contacting Starbucks or Subway about opening a franchise there today. There's also an article today, I think it's in the Los Angeles Times, because I see a lot of this stuff early in the morning, about the thousands and thousands of retirees who are invading Mexico to go live. All right, here's Jason in Loveland, who thinks we should deport illegal immigrants. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Well, I'm trying to tread lightly. I haven't spoken with you for about 6 months, and it was about this topic, and we had a pretty heated discussion about it, so I'm trying to tread lightly.
Don't tread lightly. Just say what you think. It's okay. You're all right.
All right. Well, first of all, before I start, I want to say that I don't think this is the most important thing facing our country. I agree that it's Iraq, and that debacle over there is definitely should be on the top of the list. But that being said, I think that in this politically correct age that nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings and this and that, one thing that always gets left out of the word immigrant is illegal. They're here illegally. That's just, to me, that's the end of the discussion right there. They don't belong here. I'm all for legal immigration. I'm all for coming here and trying to have the American dream, and I'm all for that. But it needs to be done legally. And just because somebody circumvents the system and gets here, I don't understand why the theory then becomes, okay, well, you're here, now let's just work to make it okay that you're here. You're here illegally. That's the end of the discussion for me, they need to go. And then there's an article, editorial day in the Post, that talks about out in California, in Southern California, that the Department of Agriculture, federal government, is working hand in hand with the Mexican consulate, and they're running all these commercials on TV. Initially, they started a program called To Learn. It was about learning English, but it also involved giving food stamps to these people. Well, they were getting nobody to this class, so they changed it. Now the title of the class is called Food Stamps in 4 Hours, and you can't get in there. And then the way that they're giving away benefits that should be going to American taxpayers just makes me irate. Another local story, I believe it's Loveland or Longmont, there's a school where they're offering Spanish-speaking kids full-day kindergarten. But for English-speaking kids, they only get half-day, and if you want your kid to go through the full-day course, you got to pay $60. So how does that work?
All right. I'll address all of those, but let me start with your first premise about how they need to go.
Okay.
Okay. Explain to me the mechanism you would use in order to go around and deport 11 to 12 million people. First of all, who would do this?
Well, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be a task that would be a huge task. I understand. There's many ways I could think it could be done.
Well, give me
Number one, we enforce the laws that are on the books, Jay.
Okay,
people that are hiring illegal immigrants, quit hiring legal immigrants, and if there's no jobs for them, they're not going to want to be here.
I have no problem with going after the employers, but I'm talking about the 11 to 12 million that are already here, and you want to deport them. So I'm asking you simply, in a practical manner, how you're going to carry that out. I mean, after all, we couldn't even get people out of New Orleans during Katrina. First of all, who do you think is going to do that? I mean, do you think that you're going to go to the local members of the Denver Police Department or the Aurora Police Department or any police department in the state? You think you're going to go to them and say, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to handle this, when in reality, the whole question of immigration is not a state problem. It's a federal problem. So you got to shift it off onto the feds. And if you're going to give the Denver Police Department or anybody else an unfunded mandate, then what that means is that there's no money for it, which means that the money's got to come from somewhere, and that means that you and I have to pay for it. So what would be the practical means of getting this done?
Okay, well, number one, I think it would have to be several phases. It's just not go out and grab everybody and send them out of here. It's not that simple. It would be a very detailed it would be a very strenuous program. It wouldn't be able to just happen like that. We're not just going to go out there. But how about, for starters, they get arrested? Raul Gomez or whatever, the one who shot that police officer, how many times was he stopped and released? He's not the only example. There's plenty of people. I personally have a friend who's a legal immigrant. He received 2 DUIs. On his second DUI, he got $50 fine, and they said they were going to take his license. He didn't even have a license, so he still drives.
I have no problem with taking those people who break the law. I've got no problem doing that. And by the way, if you knew he was ill, I'm talking about breaking civil law. If you knew he was illegal, how come you didn't turn him in?
Because I worked with the guy.
Well, so what? He's breaking the law. Why didn't you turn him in? Pretty good question, huh?
Okay. That is a pretty good question, right, Jay, but I'll be honest with you, because number one, nothing would be done about it.
All right, but second of all, what you're talking about, I agree with you 100%. They get caught in those situations, they should immediately be deported, but that's a federal question, not a state question. And then you're going to have to get into the fact that you're going to have to talk about deportation. What about the ones who are living here and they're just working and they're not breaking any civil laws? How are you going to get them out of the country if you have to go get them? How are you going to pay for it, and where are you going to get the manpower and the woman power to get it done?
Well, a good way to start is like that ICE raid they had out there on Buckley. That's a good way
okay,
to start.
That's not a bad idea. But how are you going to do it when you got 11 to 12 million people here? Is my question.
Jay, I'll go back to what I said initially. You cut the jobs and hit the people who are hiring illegal immigrants.
All right. Well,
hard. You have to. If you drive the jobs up, they're not going to want to be here. And a couple callers ago, I was on hold.
All right. I got to stop because I'm out of time. But I appreciate the call. And you're right. You and I mean, I don't see it working out. But I respect your points, and I'm glad you called.
All right, Jay. You have a good day.
Okay, you too, man. I got to run. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Schultz. The Monday Take at 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Paid for by No One 41.
Man, this is a long ballot this year.
Yeah, I know how I'm voting on some of these, but what about this Amendment 41?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good idea till I read the editorials in the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah?
They say Amendment 41 goes beyond worthwhile reform and that it could even curtail such innocent and laudable activities as providing scholarships to the children of public safety officials.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, but what about this Ethics Commission? I mean, isn't that a good idea?
Well, the Rocky Mountain News wrote a second editorial about the Ethics Commission. It says, there's nothing in this poorly drafted proposal to prevent the appointing officials from filling every seat on the commission with other elected officials.
Oh, good. Politicians policing politicians.
Yeah. I'm all for ethics in government, but not Amendment 41 and not in our Constitution.
The League of Women Voters opposes Amendment 41, and they're right. Vote no on Amendment 41.
To learn more, go to no-41.com. That's no-41.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Saddam Hussein, peacemaker. CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad tells us Saddam's plea for an end to the violence is part of a letter to the Iraqi people that says liberation is at hand.
Saddam Hussein dictated to his lawyers this open letter to Iraqis, urging them to set aside their differences, end the sectarian bloodshed, and work together to get U.S. troops out of the country. The letter is signed by Saddam Hussein, President and Commander-in-Chief of the Holy Warrior Armed Forces.
In Baghdad today, police fired into the air to clear a street where two bombs had gone off within an hour. Attacks since the weekend have killed more than 120 Iraqis and 10 Americans. President Bush was on the phone with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki for 15 minutes this morning. He told Maliki not to believe rumors about a U.S. troop withdrawal. In Quincy, Illinois, an hour from now, an Iowan wanted for shooting his mother, father, and three teenage sisters to death goes to court for an extradition hearing. The horror of the crime was caught on tape in a call the alleged gunman's 14-year-old sister made to 911.
She calls and tells the dispatcher, quote, my brother is going to do something. And then you can hear a voice in the background that says, Sean, don't. And you can hear the mother saying, no, Sean, don't do it.
KCCI's Katie Piper says that's when the shooting began and the line went dead. Teams are fanning out across Hawaii to see just how much damage yesterday's powerful earthquake did to roads and bridges. No one was killed, but hundreds of thousands have no power. And tourists like Elaine Aturio from Warwick, Rhode Island, have scare stories.
It was like, we got to get out of here. The stairwell was dark. You couldn't see where you were going. It was really scary.
For all the damage, there are no reports of anyone killed so far. In Buffalo, Friday's record 2 feet of snow is melting, but a power grid spokesman says some customers won't have service back for days.
We're still saying next Sunday for wrap-up. Our hope is that if we do carry in the next weekend, the numbers are really small at that point in terms of homes and businesses still out.
No snow in Houston, but lots and lots of water.
We've had more than 10 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, and we're forecast to get up to several inches more. We've also got a tornado watch in effect through the afternoon hours.
Tracy Evans at KTRH. A technique that was tried on Terry Schiavo but didn't make a difference is making a difference for someone else with severe brain damage. CBS's Jim Shenevy tells us how it works.
It involves pulses of electric current. In this case, a 38-year-old man who'd been barely conscious for 6 years ultimately regained the use of his left arm and even limited speech. But in this case, the patient was not in a coma, and he could respond before the treatment by moving a thumb or nodding. Now, there's controversy involving whether or not to try out this technique on patients who cannot give their consent. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is up a little bit more than a point. NASDAQ is up about three. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not JenJen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Except for some big defensive plays, a somewhat boring win for the Broncos last night at Invesco Field at Mile High.
And Walter drops to throw. He looks left. He throws left. He wants Moss. Moss is covered by Chan Bailey. And Bailey's got the pick and steps out of bounds at the one. Second interception.
Dave Logan on the Broncos radio network. Broncos defense keeping the Raiders out of the end zone. Broncos win it 13-3. Edgewater police looking for a hit-and-run driver who left a 22-year-old woman in critical condition. The woman was hit near 20th and Sheridan early yesterday by an older model, dark-colored compact car. It'll have obvious damage to the windshield or right side of the car. Anyone with information asked to call Edgewater police. And two people in jail on suspicion of first-degree murder, 21-year-old Jared Pickering and 19-year-old Jesse Bates, believed to be involved in the death of a Westminster man early yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have problems for the turnpike. We had a multi-car crash westbound just west of Sheridan, and we had the rolling delays kicking in back to Federal. Looks like the crash is off on the left shoulder now, but you definitely experience delays there. Eastbound doing okay, but it's clogged as usual, Federal to Pecos. Still have some stop-and-go eastbound I-70, Sheridan to I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes today. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. High of 74, currently 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
FedEx Kinko's has great savings for you this month. Right now, get 20% off all signs, posters, and banners at FedEx Kinko's. Hurry, this offer ends on October 31st. See your neighborhood FedEx Kinko's for details. FedEx Kinko's. Our office is your office.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06 minutes after 8, high today 71, partly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. You can instant message us at am760.net. We're also streaming out of that location, too, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's a gentleman who's heard Monday through Friday afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. He's our regular guest on Monday morning for the Monday Morning Take at 8. It's Ed Schultz. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. What's this about instant messages? Aren't they kind of dangerous?
Yeah, only if you're Tom Foley or a member of the GOP, I guess. That's a really good point. Not those kind of instant messages, of course. How was your weekend?
Our weekend was great. We went out to get this, the least populated place in the United States of America.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on. We're having phone trouble. Hang on a second. We'll see. We'll put you on hold, and we'll see if we can correct that and get back. And that was a pretty good comment about instant messaging. Yeah, don't send those kind of instant messages. And there's a program On the Internet, there's a program on the website which has got this robot-type system in which you can chat with Foley, and the answers will come out of the transcripts of the instant messages that ABC News got. So if you type in "How are you," then you'll get "Are you fully dressed?" And I set that around to several people. Okay, we're gonna try it again. Okay, let's. All right, Ed, let's see if this is better. This is better connection.
I hope so.
Yeah, it sounds better. Okay. Now, where were you? Where did you go this weekend?
We went to Slope County in southwestern North Dakota. 250 square miles of wide open country. And how many people live in that county? 600.
Wow.
So talk about getting away. That's what we did. We went out there, did some pheasant hunting, and it was like the old West. It was a lot of fun.
And did you get a good catch?
Oh yeah, yeah. We got we filled out on pheasants this weekend. It's interesting. The in the small town of Reeder, North Dakota, which is in Adams County, you'd have thought the Civil War just ended a few weeks ago. I mean, it's like an abandoned town. There's a small gas station, a bar, and a post office, and that's about it. A bunch of empty buildings and a whole bunch of pheasants running around. So it was pretty interesting.
I love that. All right. Well, if we had more time, I'd ask you about your recipe for preparing a pheasant. Let's kick this off with talking about the news that hit Friday, and I got a lot of email about this, and I want to get into this for two reasons, because I want people to understand the structure of your program and how where you stand, and also to explain AM760's position on this. Air America has declared Chapter 11. Bankruptcy, they're reorganizing. So they're in the air while they're reorganizing, similar to an airline that would declare Chapter 11. And how does that affect you, and how does it affect the Ed Schultz Show?
Does it affect us a bit? We're independently owned, and we're independently syndicated, and we are not funded by any organization. The only thing that funds the Ed Schultz Show is advertising dollars. And we were set up through basically industry standards that we had some seed money to get started. There was a sale of the program to get that money back, and now we're self-sufficient. Air America is an organization that has been funded by advocacy donors across the country, and they basically have not had a very good business plan. And I'm not spiking them in any way. I'm just telling you the truth. You can't be in business for 33 months and have liabilities of $20 million and call yourself a successful business. It doesn't work that way. It has nothing to do with the personalities. It has nothing to do with the shows. It has everything to do with the fact that their concept of raising money to put on radio shows just has not fit in the radio industry. And if you don't run it like a business, and if you don't have the intention of running it like a business, I don't know how you're going to survive in the long term, because sooner or later there's going to be donor fatigue, and sooner or later there's going to be people out there that are saying, you know, I've already given to you once, why give to you again? And I think that Air America has done a tremendous job of branding their name. And a lot of radio stations around the country have taken the brand name of Air America, but they only run a few of their programs. And it's been very confusing to a lot of listeners around the country. And from day one, I have said we're not Air America. We're syndicated by Jones Radio out of Denver, and we're owned by Product First, which is Randy Michaels, Stu Crane, and yours truly. And we've got a budget we've got to meet every month. Some months are better than others, but we're in business, and we're going to be here for the long haul. And so the progressive talk format, I think, is moving along just fine. It's just going to, you know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And maybe some of the shows from Air America will move on in a different direction, or maybe they'll try to save the network. But right now they don't have anybody buying it.
Yeah, we're in the same position in that we're owned by Clear Channel. We are a progressive talk station. We're not an Air America station. So Air America is for us a program provider, And if they were to go away, we would just augment that with other programming. It doesn't mean that we would go off the air. So I wanted to get those
two. That's exactly right, Jay. And I'm going to just tell it like it is because that's my nature. Is that Air America has had somewhat of an arrogant attitude towards other progressive talk shows. Stephanie Miller, Bill Press, Ed Schultz. You know, these three shows, we're not associated with Air America. You know, there's other progressive talkers out there that are doing well. Lionel fits well into that format. He's out of New York. So there's enough progressive shows out there that can be taken by radio stations all over the country that aren't Air America. But Air America runs around, you know, promoting the fact that they're really only the answer for progressive talk, and, you know, they can't make their bottom line work. And I'm just going to be just straight with you. I'm not working for free, and I don't think Americans should have to work for free. And when we started this, we were first to market in January of 2004. You know, we were rolling the dice. We were taking a gamble as to whether this was going to work or not. But, you know, we had belief in our talent, and our business plan was set up that, okay, we're going to have to grow through advertising. We're not raising money from anybody else. Eventually, this is just going to have to make it as a business. And so I'll tell you who I think is, and I'm going to say this for the first time publicly, I'm nervous for Al Franken's reputation. This guy's running around the country saying he wants to be a United States senator, yet he's hooked up with an organization that can't balance a budget sheet. I'm nervous about that. You know, either you're going to be in the radio business or you're not going to be in the radio business. I mean, I really think that's it. You're either going to run it like a business or you're not going to run it like a business.
And, yeah, I would agree with that part, but I think that with Al, I mean, he doesn't have any control over the business structure, so he's an employee like everybody else that works there, and he can't, you know, exert any control. So it'd be very hard for somebody who would run against him, you know, Norm Coleman or somebody, to pin that whole thing on him. That'd be a little.
Well, late. I'm not pinning anything on him. I'm just saying that the air talent's got to have some say in his show. You know, which, you know, what's the motivation for doing a radio show? I mean, are you in it to be viable for the long haul, or are you in it just to run for the United States Senate? You can't have it both ways. You know, and that's a fact. You know, either you're going to run for the Senate, or you're going to do a radio show, and you can't disguise it within the industry and expect the bottom line to work out. And then divorce yourself from all the problems that a network might be having. And so it's cause radio is what Air America has been. Cause radio. They're in it for a cause. And I think that, you know, this is all going to shake out. If you're not going to have a business plan, you're not going to make it. And so, it can't go on forever, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have said, well, we'd have never heard of these other progressive shows if it had been for Air America. Well, excuse me, we were first to market. We've always been ahead of them in stations. We've always been ahead of them in ratings. And that's a fact. So I think that there are a lot of people in the industry who are waiting for Air America to go away, and because they just can't run their bottom line very well. And I think that they have had expenses and salaries that are just absolutely out of this world, that don't fit in line with anybody who, I'm talking to anybody who runs a business. You can't go out and spend $20 million or $30 million more than what you're taking in the door. Who the heck can do that?
No, unless you're the Congress.
Well,
you know, unless you're running the country, you certainly can. You have tax cuts and a war in Iraq that's sucking all the bread out of the country, right?
Well, I mean, the taxpayers shouldn't let them get away with that, so maybe they'll come out and vote on November 7th.
All right, we got time to go into a couple of more things here very quickly. North Korea. Sanctions, and do we have the cut of Condoleezza Rice ready for this? We haven't. All right, here's what Condoleezza Rice had to say about the sanctions, Ed.
Well, China is signed on to a resolution that pledges cooperation in stopping the proliferation trade with North Korea. And I'm quite certain that China has no interest in seeing the proliferation of dangerous materials from North Korea. This is the toughest action that China has ever signed on to vis-a-vis North Korea. And I think when people say, well, the United States should have done this bilaterally, you now see why it is important to have all states united.
All right. Does China, is she right, and does China enforce this? Does China go along, or do they not?
Well, first of all, whether we were talking directly to the North Koreans or whether we were going through the bilateral talks, I don't think makes a difference when it comes to China. China has got a stake in this game unlike anybody else's, and that is that they do a lot of business with North Korea, and they don't want that apple cart upset in any way, shape, or form. So when they've got billions of dollars pouring into North Korea as a good business partner, they want to make sure that that doesn't change, and so they're going to do whatever they have to do to make sure that it stays the same. And so they, in my opinion, are leveraging their position with the North Koreans, and it's playing to the benefit of the United States.
Yeah, they're also scared of the They're also scared of the refugee problem too. They're scared of a flood of both China and South Korea are both scared of the refugee flow. And they're scared of having to deal with it. And the South Koreans say that if they had enough of the refugee flow, for instance, it would wreck their economy. And the other side of it is the Chinese don't want it either. But we'll have to see how far the Chinese will go on this. All right, one other thing before we run out, because we're running out of time here. It's 8:19 after 8. Iraq, you've got Hagel, and now you've got Warner. We had Warner before. But now you've got Hagel saying we got to change the course. You've got five Americans killed in Iraq. Now the death toll is up to 53 for this month alone. And here's what Chuck Hagel had to say. I'd listen to this.
You can see some movement forward, but a lot of movement back. As we are sitting here today, 1 week out of my trip there, the exponential increase in the killings and the savagery that's going on over there.
That was John Warner. Do we have the Hagel? Do they have the Hagel? Here's the Hagel cut.
We need to find a new strategy, a way out of Iraq, because the entire Middle East, Wolf, is more combustible than it's been in probably since 1948 and more dangerous, and we're in the middle of it.
Comment?
Well, I think that's the position that Chuck Hagel's had for almost 2 years. It's just that they're starting to pay attention to him now, and they're starting to give him some attention because obviously this isn't working. I am more concerned about Prime Minister Malachi's comments over the weekend that they're not going to force the militias to disarm until they can have some peace talks with them. I mean, this is crazy. Here's the United States over there losing how many men and women, and just in recent days the numbers are phenomenal. And now you got Malachi, the Iraqi prime minister, saying that they didn't want to force the militias to disarm until they can negotiate. This is crazy. John Kerry's right. This whole thing is a disgrace. This whole thing is needs to be revisited within the administration, because this is George Bush's war. He's the one that decided to do all this, and he's the one that has closed his ears to any other proposals. But I think a lot of these senators now on the Republican side are basically trying to save their reputations as much as anything else. It's beyond the point of diminishing returns right now. Warner is one that needs to be listened to. He's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He has the ear of the generals. The generals have his ear. It's not matching up. This is unfolding at a very critical time before November 7th, and I don't think that the president is going to be able to wiggle his way out of this one at all.
Yeah, can you see Dick Cheney and others saying to John Warner or saying to Chuck Hagel, oh, you must be talking about cutting and running?
Well, they're in denial.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, they're in denial. They can wordsmith it all they want, The fact is that they're serving up American lives, and they really don't know what the end game is other than a bunch of generic talk that we've heard for the last 3 years. The fact is we've depleted our resources to the point where we've got former generals who continue to question this strategy. And the only thing that's going to change this, Jay, is November 7th. We're down to the last card of the voters. The voters have to send the message on November 7th that we want to change a course, that Americans don't agree with the leadership of this country, and I've said this many times, that the way the country thinks and the way the country's being run are two different things.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100% there. All right, what's on the show for today?
Well, we're going to dive into this Curt Weldon investigation a little bit. Apparently, Curt Weldon, congressman from Pennsylvania, is now being investigated, yet we have another investigation. The FBI is on the heels of the Republican congressman because he allegedly used his influence to secure lobbying and consulting contracts for his daughter. Got to go down that road a little bit. We're going to try to connect with Wes Clark on a few different things. And so, and of course, I'll have commentary on a number of things today. Also, Ed Henry from CNN is going to be joining us today. So we're going to talk about a special that they've got coming up, which is going to air on October 23rd at 8 o'clock. It's the Do Nothing Congress.
All right. Sounds great, Ed. We'll check you out this afternoon between 1 and 4. Thanks again for getting up and being part of the program on Monday morning.
You bet, buddy. Good to be on with you.
All right. Talk to you later. There's Ed Schultz here on this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 824, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll take a look at traffic with Gina. And then I got a story that has no political significance, but it has social significance, and it's so horrible, it's so repulsive, it's so disgusting that I just have to share it with you. I mean, I'm forced to share it with you, and I really want to see what you have to say about it, too. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8, let's check traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the major area for delay right now is still boulder-bound on the turnpike. A four-car wreck tying up the left-hand shoulder there at Sheridan. Curiosity slowing, adding to your trip time into the city eastbound at Federal. Eastbound I-70 has been tough all morning. Looks like it is getting much better now. Still had some stop-and-go from Sheridan to I-25. Watch out in Greenwood Village. We have a possible gas leak at the intersection of Bellevue and Holly, so we have a lot of activity in that area. A new block blocks the intersection of southbound California at Downing Street. Weather today? Partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower, high of 74, currently 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the last week of the Office Depot 20th anniversary event, and they have incredible savings on paper store-wide, like 20% off a 10-round case of Office Depot brand white copy paper. Office Depot, taking care of business, in-store only, while supplies last.
The Real Estate Advocate presents, as a special guest, co-author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, this Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 2 p.m. To help you with your real estate and mortgage problems, tune into the Real Estate Advocate Show with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean's here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions this Saturday with author Dave Jenks. Call Sean at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into the Real Estate Advocate every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 760.
AM 760 KKZN is participating in a contest called Progressive Radio Star. To enter, submit a demo tape or CD no longer than 10 minutes in length to the AM 760 studios located at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Entries will be narrowed down to 10 finalists by October 22nd, 2006. Final winner will be chosen by October 27th, 2006 and will have the opportunity to head to the national competition. No purchase necessary. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. One prize per household from any Clear Channel station within any 30-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit www.am760.net.
I went to the new Z Gallery at 29th Street, picked up a cool print. You know, the one with the blonde woman who looks just like...
my cat. He loves batting around toys. So when I was in Metropolis, I got him...
a new iPod. I bought it at the Apple Store. They're really into...
leather? Of course it's real leather. Francesca's collection had a ton of sexy tops. I thought my boyfriend's eyes were going to pop out when I walked into
Boulder's new open-air shopping district, 29th Street. Retail, dining, and entertainment are now in the neighborhood. Discover it for yourself.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now, when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I've passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress. Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
I already got two people trying to call in, and they don't even know. And you have no idea what I was going to, the story I was going to talk about. My goodness. Do we have people out there want to comment about Iraq or North Korea? That's, I'll put you on if you take the trouble to call. I'll get into it with you. But there's this story on the wire this morning that is so, it's so out there. It's so disgusting that. I don't know how I could get through this morning. Even if we don't talk about this, I just have to put it on the air. I have to put it on the air. You ready for this story? And by the way, Gina, are you there? You there, Gina?
Here.
Okay, listen to this story. A school principal has resigned and could face felony firearm charges after he shot and killed two orphan kittens on school property last month. Wade Pillod, P-I-L-O-U-D, who resigned as principal of the K-12 Indus School, 40 miles west of International Falls, said he shot the kittens to spare them from starving to death, and their mother was killed in an animal trap. It was after their mother was killed in an animal trap. This principal said the shooting, which occurred on school grounds, endangered no one. I have bred cats, and I currently own two myself, he wrote on Friday's email message to the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I am not a cat hater. I did not want the animals to suffer. The incident happened September the 21st, and several students still on the grounds for after-school activities heard the shots. There were parents who felt, apparently some rather strongly, that there were concerns about the safety of their children, said Joseph Flynn, an attorney for the school district. The district's position is that safety was not compromised. John Maston, acting sheriff of the county, said that this principal, this guy, this Pollard guy, would be charged with felony possession of a firearm on school property and reckless discharge of a firearm, a misdemeanor. County attorney Jennifer Hasbiner said Friday that the case is under review. Maston said the shooting put no one in danger, but Pillard used poor discretion and poor timing, especially amid the growing fears of gun violence in schools. The district put this guy on administrative leave. But here's the thing. He shot two kittens? What kind of guy shoots two kittens?
That's appalling. I mean, it's outrageous on so many levels.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Like there was really is. I mean, why would you shoot two? Wait, what do you mean? You can't take them, like, to an animal shelter?
Exactly.
Or adopt them out or something? Have you got to shoot them because you don't want them to starve? What the hell is that? Isn't that bizarre?
It's screwed up thinking is what it is.
Oh, God, I saw this morning on the wire, and I thought, man, oh, man, there are some weird people in this world.
Yes. What are they thinking?
Strange story. How would you like to have this guy as a principal for your kids?
Yikes.
See, I'm more upset about the fact that he would shoot two kittens on...
Well, yes.
Than the fact that he's discharged a weapon on school grounds. Maybe I'm not a PETA person, but maybe my feelings here are misplaced. Maybe they're right. Maybe the idea of firing a weapon on school grounds, even if it's the principal that does it, is a wrong thing, but it's like killing two kittens is like beyond me.
Well, what kind of example did that set for the children at the school?
I don't know. Maybe we're being overly sensitive. Maybe people are going to say, hey, how come you're not talking about people dying in Iraq or North Korea? And I don't mind if people want to talk about the situation in Iraq. I've got nothing against that. I just saw this morning and thought, man, you know what? I got to say something about it. I just can't let it go. And John, why are you laughing, Turk? No, seriously, what are you laughing about, John?
I'm not laughing at the poor cats. I thought you were going into something else when you brought up the story. I was just thrown for a side spin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man.
I personally don't like cats.
Well, I'm not crazy about them either, but I wouldn't go take two kittens and shoot them.
That's really harsh.
Yeah, what's the raison d'etre behind that? What's the idea behind that? Why?
Especially when there's so many other better options. I mean,
that. Man. You know, and maybe I should rethink my position about guns. Although I think people who are sportsmen, you know, like Ed Schultz and other people who are out there, they have the right to own firearms. But man, I don't know. It just could be. You know, this is doesn't happen every day, but it's like you just wonder sometimes why people. Why somebody would resort to that kind of a solution?
Yes.
Just unbelievable.
Terrible.
All right, what's traffic look like this morning?
Well, it's not too terrible any longer. We did have a bit of a struggle westbound Highway 36, a turnpike there just west of Sheridan. They're moving a four-car crash out of the way. It was off on the left-hand shoulder. We still expect some stop-and-go through there. Eastbound lanes continue to stack up Federal to Pecos. We have no let-up on southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen, of course. And if you are in Greenwood Village, watch out. We have a gas main leak. It has northbound Holly closed, one lane of westbound Bellevue at that intersection. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. 74, currently 47. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Celebrate their 60th anniversary and one of the longest ski seasons in North America with season passes starting at only $229. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos, Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? Because they have over 600 units on the lot. This is a diverse selection of clean, late model used vehicles. They've got everything from Toyota, Honda, Saab, Volkswagen, Pontiac, Dodge, Chevy, Ford, you name it, they've got it. Over 600 vehicles. And you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection, pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, he handles all of that. Their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down 15, they'll put down 15, and you've got 3,000 towards your next automobile. They're just great folks. I talk about them all the time. And pretty soon we're going to be talking about Operation Freebird, which is their big community event. And I'll have more about that as we get closer. And great people out there to deal with. Go out there and ask for my friends, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, or Fred Labrato, or Jim Monroe, or any of the gang working out there, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, any of the folks working out there, Jason, they'll help you out. They're good people, and they want to make sure that you're satisfied. Why is that? Because they know that you'll go tell other people, and then in the end, they'll tell other people, and that's how you get to be Colorado's number one volume dealer through the diverse selection, a variety of payment plans, and people who put you number one. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so they're open until 9 tonight. That's Rockies Autos. Check them out. Go see my friends out there. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents at Large. And I'm proud to say I'm the only progressive in this race. You know, this campaign for University of Colorado Regent isn't about a football team.
It's not about a controversial professor or even one college campus. It's really about the future of our state. People always ask me, Stephen Ludwig, why should I care about the Regents race? Well, that's simple. Because the Regents impact you, your kids, and your friends through job creation, healthcare, and public education. Now, you might be wondering why vote for me, Stephen C. Ludwig, for Regent. Well, here's what I stand for. Affordable tuition. You and your family need to know that you can afford to attend college. Ensuring CU remains an economic development driver for Colorado, and working with K-12 to help solve the high school dropout crisis. Colorado can't thrive if we are not getting all the talented students we can into college. I'm Stephen C. Ludwig, candidate for the University of Colorado Board of Regents, and I approve this message.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 38 minutes past 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 71. Partly sunny. All right, we'll move it open phones early here this morning at 303-713-7600. If you want to go back and talk about illegal immigration, you can do that. If you want to talk about Iraq, you can also do that. If you want to talk about North Korea, if you want to talk about anything that's going on, this was in the on the news this morning. Bo Rolland, the 20-year-old son of Janet Rolland, she's the Republican lieutenant governor candidate, was cited Friday night for harassment in a fracas involving two of his 20-year-old friends and a 36-year-old man, according to police records. Officers were called by a Central Grand Junction neighborhood, called to the Central Grand Junction neighborhood around 11 in the evening Friday. The police report said that the 36-year-old man was harassed by three males. One male was arrested for felony menacing with a baseball bat, but Bo Rolland was not carrying a baseball bat, but took an active role and harassing the victim by making the victim believe he was in danger, according to a copy of Rolland's citation. Police gave Rolland and Brandon Ingram a summons charging them with misdemeanor harassment, while Christopher Leonard was jailed on suspicion of felony menacing after he allegedly threatened Alexander Duran, 36, of Crawford, with a baseball bat. Rolland and Ingram were ordered to appear in court November 20th. Learned posted a $3,000 bail and was released. The jail reported on Sunday. Police reports said that Rolland listed his parents' address rather as his residence. Janet Rolland, a Mason County commissioner and former county social worker, said through a spokesman that it was an unfortunate the alleged situation happened. After the incident, officers found an active warrant from San Miguel County for Duran and arrested him. It was not clear Sunday what charge was involved. Now, you can't really hold this against Janet Rolland running, can you? That her son got charged with this alleged harassment charge? You can't really hold that against her. Which then brings up the point of why did I read it? Well, I read it because she's running for lieutenant governor, and this involves her family. And I don't know, it's up to you, I guess, to make a judgment call about whether you think that it ought to be held against her or not, about politicians. So what do you do when politicians, when their kids get in trouble? And we've had plenty of politicians over the years around this country whose kids have ended up in trouble, including state politicians and local politicians. And how much does that blow back on the parents? Basically, I think, though, when you're in your 20s, your parents' job is pretty much done. I mean, at that point, there's not much a parent can be held accountable for when their kid's 20. Now, I'm not talking about legally here, because under the age of 21, but I'm just talking about morally and philosophically. I mean, how can you really point to a parent and say, well, you can't control your 20-year-old? Well, if you can't control them by the time they're 20, I think the horses have already gotten out of the gate. Or the cows have left the barn, so to speak. So I don't think there's anything you can do about it. What else is going on out there? There's also this story, which we didn't get into. This happened on Friday, and I thought I'd bring this one up for you, too. A group of first-year law students at the University of Texas at Austin have been chided by the dean for participating in a ghetto fabulous-themed costume party and posting pictures from it online. The party is the latest racially insensitive incident to emerge from the university, which has struggled for years to boost minority enrollment and make students of color feel welcome. Among the many ways to happily party in Austin, this particular one was singularly heedless and odious, Dean Larry Sager said in an email Friday to the law school student body. Nick Transier, a first-year student who attended the party in September and posted pictures on his website, said nobody meant to offend anybody of any race or color. We had no intention by any measure to choose a group or class of people and make fun of them. This guy's 26 years old from Houston, but the photos in which partygoers carried around 40-ounce bottles of malt liquor and wore Afro wigs, necklaces with large medallions, and name tags bearing traditionally black and Hispanic names upset some black law students, said Sophia Leckie, who is the president of the Thurgood Marshall Legal Society. I just thought overall that it was kind of insensitive, that it was mocking a group of people or a class of people in just a real stereotypical or negative way, said Leckie, whose group aims to improve the academic and social climate for black UT law students. Now, I didn't know this, and somebody told me this, that people routinely have these kind of parties. What do they call these parties? They call these parties hoes and pimp parties? Is that what they're, pimp and hoe parties? That people routinely have these parties? What kind of individuals engage in this kind of behavior? Is anybody out there ever want to admit to going to one of these? I don't think any of our listeners probably have ever been to one, but has anybody ever been to one of these parties? And if you got invited to one, would you go? Man. Now, for me, if you and I were friends and you invited me to a party like this at your house, our friendship would be disconnected. That'd be the end of it. I wouldn't have you as a friend. Now, do you think I'm overreacting to this? Do you think I'm overreacting to this story? It's like we had some guy, Octavio in Colorado Springs, who didn't hold on, who said I was overreacting to the kitten story. I got a strong sense of right and wrong, and if people violate it, I just don't want to hang out with them. All right, if you want to comment about this Texas law student party or anything else that's on your mind, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, three lines open. It's 844, 16 away from 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get a look at traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We'll still have some stop and go if you're Boulder bound on the turnpike. Four-car wreck there that was off on the left-hand shoulder at Sheridan. Doesn't look like it's too much of a factor any longer. Seeing some slowing down northbound 25 as you make your way from the Washington Street Bridge to Alameda. And continued delays eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Bellevue and Holly and Greenwood Village, it's the site of a gas leak. We have lots of activity in the area and lane restrictions to watch out for. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm with a possible afternoon shower. Looking for a high of only 74. Right now, 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Celebrate their 60th anniversary and one of the longest ski seasons in North America with season passes starting at only $229. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
We are 3 weeks out from the midterm election. We'll have Ed Henry from CNN tell us about their special, the Do Nothing Congress, which airs next week. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney will join us this week to discuss the latest union issues before the election. And Illinois Senator Barack Obama will join us during the week to talk about the election and his new book, Audacity of Hope. It's going to be a busy week on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at y800goguard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
The right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and name one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 71. Looks like it's going to be a great day outside. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I just wanted to say I'm really angry at what Ed was saying today about Air America. And I don't know that he's wrong at all. I don't know anything about Air America's business model. And I don't know that he's wrong at all. But to badmouth Al Franken and the other people who are on the, I don't know what you'd even call it, but it just seems really wrong to me. And it seems like he's just showing how competitive he is with their business. You know, I understand that he's got a different company, and that's great, but I would have much rather heard him say, you know, what Air America needs to do is change their business model so that they're doing A, B, and C, as opposed to saying that they're not going to last and they're not worth anything, and Al Franken should be ashamed if he's going to run for senator. I mean, it just really made me feel so angry at Ed, and I always, you know, I listen to him every day, and I really think that he does a good job. I really especially like when people who don't necessarily agree with what I might think call in, and I think he does a great job in helping them to see what the truth is. But this just really bothers me, and every time I hear him talk about Air America, it's the same kind of thing, and it just seems really competitive and wrong when we're all on the same team.
Well, let me see how to address this. I don't agree with his comments about Franken. I would tell him that. I don't think you did tell him that.
Well, I appreciate
that. Yeah, because I don't think anybody can hold the business model operation against Al Franken. He's not in management. I mean, he's basically hired talent. As far as their business model goes, Ed's right about that. It is a failing business model. They owe $20 million and have assets of only $4 million. This has been going on for God knows how long. Most of us have sat and not said anything about it. Mm-hmm. They definitely I don't see how they're going to survive, but I don't know. Maybe they will, and more power to them if they can. But I think they need to make significant changes. I think they need to make significant changes in the way they do things.
Which, you know, and again, I have no idea about that. I'm sure that Ed's right and that you're right. I just think that the way to talk about it is very different. And I've heard him talk about, well, they're just in for the next election. They just want to get people elected. Well, you know what? That's what we should all be trying to do.
Yeah, the trouble with that philosophy, though, is that bottom line, this is an entertainment business, and it's a revenue-generated business. And if you don't entertain and generate revenue, you fail. You cannot. I'm looking for a way to put this. You and I'm not trying to be polite. I'm just trying to be honest.
You can't do,
as he said, you can't do cause radio. You can do some of that, but you gotta basically be entertaining. And if you're not entertaining, and if you don't do it right, then it isn't going to work. And one of the things that right wing talk radio does very, very well is they at times know how to mix the two together. Mm-hmm. My only objection to them would be, my two objections to them would be, one, that they're monolithic. So on those talk stations, there's nobody on with any kind of a dissenting opinion. That's number one. And number two, they're too angry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why I try to stay away from them.
But that's separate from what their business model is.
But their business model works because
right.
They're in it to make money and they're in it to make a profit. And if it didn't make a profit, it would go away overnight.
Right.
And the way Air America is run, they're hemorrhaging a ton of bread.
Right. And so I'm sure what's happening is that they're sort of trying to be an NPR station, but not. You know, so and that's fine if that doesn't work. I can understand that. That's just fine. But to me, what Ed was saying, like about Al, is just really competitive and really kind of. It just doesn't seem right to me to tear down talent on another because of their business model, and it just seems really self-defeating and kind of what we're always accused of eating our own. You know, here to come in with some proactive and productive suggestions would be great. And I'm not saying he should be defending their business model in any way. That's just fine. But to come and spend, you know, a couple minutes on your show, and he does a lot on his show, just kind of tearing him down as opposed to trying to, I don't know, to make constructive suggestions just seems wrong to me. And it just seems like,
yeah.
I understand the business competition, and I can appreciate that. But there's just no need to start making personal attacks on people and saying that when Al is running for Senate, he should be ashamed of working for this company. I mean, I just think that that's just wrong, and it made me feel really angry with Ed. And I would love to call Ed to say it to him, but I know I'll never get through.
Well, why don't you send him an email?
I have sent him a lot of I have sent him one, and I've considered sending him one about this today. I have sent it about it in the past, but I think we all have to be on the same team.
Well, I don't agree that this is gonna hurt his chances if he decides to run for the Senate. And my gut feeling tells me that's exactly what he's going to do. And we'll be around. Progressive Talk Radio will be around in some form or another, no matter what happens with AAR. I hope otherwise there really be, I guess I'm staring at early retirement if that's not the case, but because I can't make it on right. I mean,
not anymore.
I can't put up with it anymore. I can't put up with that kind of. I don't know if I could or I couldn't. You know, in one way, I'm attracted to that because I like to go over there and do battle with callers who don't always agree with me all the time, like in the old days. But on the other hand, that whole monolithic thing gets on your nerves. And in my last job, I mean, they pressured me to be silent, which was a real drag. So, but. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you that we should hope for the best and wish them the best and hope that they can straighten themselves out and hope that they come to their senses and change their business model.
Right, which they can. And it's just like what Ed was saying is like what Bill O'Reilly says, you know, and that I just don't think that he should be taking on for that side, you know, and giving them the ammunition. But, oh, I had something good to say, but now I've forgotten it.
Okay, well,
sorry, but thanks, Jay.
That happens. And, Jamie, send him an email and, you know, let him know how you feel. And, hey, you know, there's one caveat that's got to be taken by everybody about all of this stuff, whether it's AAR, whether it's foreign policy, whether it's domestic, whatever it is, there is no possible way, shape, or form any of us, and I don't care who you are, can be absolutely 100% positively right about everything all the time.
But what we're seeing is that those of us who are willing to speak truth to power are doing well. I mean, look, Olbermann's up 69%
right
in his ratings. So, you know, people want to hear it.
Yeah, I agree. There's a market for it. There's no question. Jamie, have a great day.
Thanks for what you do, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue here with open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. There's a bunch of people who want to talk to me about the Pimp and Hoe Party and also about my feelings about the shooting of the kittens. And if they, you know, if you folks will hang on, we'll get to your calls after 9 o'clock. And if you want to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, I got one line open at 303-713-7600.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Travelocity presents the Gigantanormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. All the talk about possible U.S. deadlines in Iraq is just that, talk. That's what President Bush has told Iraq's Prime Minister. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
President Bush has reassured Prime Minister al-Maliki, telling him to ignore what the White House describes as rumors and speculation about a timeline for the U.S. presence in Iraq. In a brief phone call this morning, the Prime Minister voiced concern about a deadline. Spokesman Tony Snow isn't sure about the source of the rumors, but two leading Republican senators, Chuck Hagel and John Warner, are among the lawmakers voicing concerns about the war. Despite nearly 60 American deaths so far this month in Iraq, Snow said that Maliki is confident the situation will improve. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. The death toll among American military personnel has grown to 12 since Friday. The military has just released a statement saying two soldiers were killed and two wounded in Kirkuk province Sunday. There were several bombings there, but the military gave no details on how the soldiers died. Five soldiers were also killed in and around Baghdad in roadside bombs. More than 50 soldiers and Marines have died in Iraq this month.
And there's this from Iraq. The brother of the chief prosecutor in Saddam Hussein's second trial has been found shot to death. In Hawaii, they're cleaning up after yesterday's 6.6 earthquake.
The big problem is here in Oahu, where we have 800,000 population, and the power grid is brought up, and I believe only about 50% or a little past there of the power has been restored to the island.
Rod Haraga is with the Hawaii Department of Transportation. Tourists who spent a lot of money to get away from their troubles are trying to take some inconveniences now in stride.
I mean, the best thing you can do, look at it like this.
At least you're not in Chicago and it's snowing and you're outside.
Experts say aftershocks could rumble for weeks. As much as 10 inches of rain fell in parts of Texas overnight, causing flooding in Houston and Galveston. In West Palm Beach, Florida, police have found the vehicle owned by a family of four found shot to death along a highway last week. The 1998 Jeep Cherokee turned up 70 miles south of where the shootings occurred. New numbers on commuting show we're spending more and more time to get to work, and we're not all going in the same direction.
The suburbs are now the center of commuting, and we have people commuting out to the suburbs from the center cities. We have people commuting into the suburbs from rural areas, from the so-called exurbs. And, of course, then we have intra-suburban, circumferential commuting.
Alan Pisarski did the study for the Transportation Research Board. Madonna seems intent on keeping her baby. A report from Malawi says one of the singer's bodyguards was seen getting on board a plane with the child she intends to adopt. Human rights groups have been trying to block the adoption. On Wall Street, in the early going today, the Dow is down 7 and the NASDAQ is up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere. Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Two people in jail on suspicion of first-degree murder. 21-year-old Jared Pickering and 19-year-old Jesse Bates believed to be involved in the stabbing death of a Westminster man early yesterday. The head of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation says he expects to quickly complete the investigation into a claim by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill Ritter that his opponent illegally obtained information from a criminal database. Republican Bob Beaupre's camp says it did nothing illegal. The investigation involves information used in a campaign ad. Park County Sheriff Fred Wagoner hurt Saturday during a high-speed chase on 285 near Bailey. But fortunately, he walked away with just minor scrapes.
Probably hurt my pride, too, because I fell down on my rear end. But other than that, that's probably about it.
While the sheriff has a sense of humor, it was a close call. The chase started with a report of a hit-and-run involving a motorcycle. At one point, the sheriff tried to stop the driver at a roadblock. That's when he was knocked down. The driver gave up when he crashed his car in a ditch off a dirt road. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez, Davjita Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We've had a problem pop up down south where we haven't had any problems this morning. Looks like westbound C-470 at Broadway, a two-car wreck to watch out for there. Westbound I-70 at Washington, we've got a stall bogging down traffic. Eastbound I-70 still sluggish between Colorado and Monaco due to some fresh crash activity. And keep in mind that we have Bellevue and Holly tied up in Greenwood Village. Gas main leak there. Security wait time at DIA 15 minutes. Weather today partly.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Doesn't make any difference what it is. We've got another GOP senator who has come out against our current position in Iraq. That's Chuck Hagel, who has been critical of it for a while now, but is now finally saying that we need to change some direction, that what we're doing isn't working. There's just a bunch of stuff to talk about. So whatever it is, take it on. Let's go to Jacob in Golden. Jacob, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, man.
Just wanted to comment on the pimpin' hoe parties.
Oh, the one in the one in Texas?
Yeah. Actually been to a few and hosted a few here in a local university. And just let you know, our parties were nothing like that. I would say they're more 70s parties than anything else. People dressing up in the wide collars, you know, going to Savers and getting an outfit there. You know, definitely not racially insensitive, I would say, in any means. Like I said, more of a 70s party type scenario. So,
well, how come you didn't just call it a 70s party? Because pimpin' hoe is kind of a black slang term, isn't it?
I guess you could attest it more to the kind of the rap culture, yes. I 1 year went actually as Hugh Hefner. I guess it's more when with this generation just kind of associate, you know, the big hats, the furry collars, all that stuff from more like what we see in searching with the 70s scenarios. So I guess it was more that kind of flamboyant. I would say that the ladies were more scantily clad, the knee-high boots type things. But it was something that they were always more than willing and always asking, hey, when are you guys having your pimp and hoe party? Because it's more of a dress-up party than anything else. So,
well, maybe this would be a hard thing for you and I to comment or consider, considering we're not African-American.
True.
So
true.
You wouldn't.
Well, and the thing for me is, I at no point, and with the people that were at the party, I never associated it with an African American thing. I guess I don't know, never made that association.
Yeah, well, the one in Texas though, they were wearing like Afro wigs, and they had African American and Hispanic names, but you guys didn't engage in all of that.
No, I mean, there were people that had maybe a wig or two, but again, it was more for a 70s. Kind of look than anything else. So no, we didn't have name tags with any kind of racial slur names or any association with anything like that. So
Well, I'd be interested to see what other people have to say about this. The title pimp and hoe party, that part bothers me. Now, am I being overly sensitive? I don't know, but it bothers me.
I guess we, you never look at it that way. That's just every time you come to school, that's how you hear these parties. It was a mixed race party as well. We had people there that were black, Hispanic, never seemed to have any issues with that scenario. Like I said, I went as Hugh Hefner one time.
That's the difference between yours and the one that took place in Austin, Texas,
sure.
Because theirs was uniformly all white.
Yeah, and I would say that is not that would be a rare party. From every, like I said, been to multiple parties, never had I seen that as the scenario. So I think that was a very rare thing, anomaly when it comes to one of these parties.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to sit. I'm going to have to think about it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but as long as it's not racially motivated or if they're racial stereotypes.
I'm definitely not condoning their party at all. I mean, that's definitely not. I just want to give you insight that that's not how most of them, are worked. So.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what African-Americans have to say about
true.
It. Wouldn't
true.
It?
Yes,
all right.
No, definitely.
Hey, Jacob, I appreciate your honesty, man. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Good listeners to this station. They always tell you what they think. Even if you're not sure at times what you think. I'm nervous about the name of it. But as long as there's no racial overtones, people have dress-up parties all the time. Now, the one in Texas, however, was a lot different because there were racial overtones, and it was all white, and they were dressing up as African-Americans and Hispanics, and they were using African-American names and Hispanic names. Doesn't that make it different? To me, that makes it different. Because it's endorsing stereotypes. See, people call here. I've had people call here, and I've had people send me email about political correctness. And nobody likes political correctness until you're the one who's having it put down on you. Then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, where's the consideration about me and my feelings? So it's that old statement about, well, it depends on whose ox is being gored here. And I don't think anybody, regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, whatever, likes to be stereotyped. I think people object to it. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Okay.
You are absolutely right and correct in everything you just said there, that once it becomes about yourself, it becomes more offensive. But throughout this country, in cartoons and film and any form of media that's not news, we do that all the time. We play on the stereotypes of Irish. We play on the stereotypes of just about everybody out there. So there's enough of that to go around. I'm offended because they use historical black figures to do what they have done. But at the same time, when I look at this, this is just a small group of drunk 19, 20, 21-year-olds. They're going to grow up at some point. They're going to change their views. Our high priority right now, Jay, is I sent an email on Friday to yourself and to some of the Democrats that are running right now, like Winters and Ritter and over the Piccioni's campaign, and I actually got a response back from two of the campaigns. I'll let them be anonymous for the second. I am black, by the way. They said something right to me. They said, let's ask these folks for a campaign where we can get out there and call these people out and make them debate, and make them debate the issues in a group. They said that we have to just get a small group of us, demand the fact that they come to us and debate the issues. And I think that's something that's achievable. That's tangible. That's within reach that we can do right here in Colorado. We'll knock out all the poisonous ills of racism and socialism and whatever else by being a united front. And we got to get together. Two things that everybody who's listening right now can do. One, put pressure on all those candidates, Piccioni, Tancredo, and Beaupre. Tell them that we want a debate in a forum where it's going to be set up by us. Also tell them that ask them in an email. Send an email to them. Tell them exactly what you're going to do with the Jack Abramoff money you got from you.
Well, now, you're talking about, when you're talking about that, you're talking about Musgrave, you're talking about Tancredo, you're talking about Beaupre, you're not talking about Angie Piccioni. She didn't get any money from
Angie Piccioni didn't get any money from there. But ask what Musgrave planned to do about the money she received. Ask Beaupre what he was going to do with the money he received. Ask Tancredo what the money he was going to do with the money he received. And then make sure that we get them in a public forum and in a debate that's on our grounds, in our territory, where we can stand up and ask these questions to them, since they're not going to let the voting public know before the election.
Well, I think those are all great ideas. Trouble is, there are a lot of these people like Tancredo, and there are a lot of these people like Marilyn Musgrave who won't debate. They just won't do it. I mean, Tancredo won't do it. He won't debate Bill Winters.
If enough of us flood that
Lamborn won't debate Fawcett.
Yeah, isn't that weenie? But if we enough of us get together, send an email asking them these things, I think we're going to get a better response, because they're going to see Colorado voters really take a strong interest in these issues, and they got to respond, and they got to do it before the election.
Well, I think we can all get on the email, and I think we can all you know, ask that they do it. I just am willing to bet you $100 that you'll never see it out of some of these people, because they can't face up to the public scrutiny, man. They can't handle it.
Then let's call them on it, and let's take it to the editors of the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post. Let's take it to the local news channels and tell them they won't honor a debate that answers serious issues that face Colorado voters, and embarrass them.
Well, I got no problems with what you're talking about. Greg, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dick.
Take care. It's a shame that some of these people will not debate. And they should be out there debating because they owe it to the constituents to come forward and to answer a lot of these questions. They really do. 303.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Like that. And also, you can instant message me, and I try to answer those and try to read some of them on the air. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kay in Centennial. Kay, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. I have a question.
Sure.
I'm about to mail in my ballot. I feel very confident with the candidates I've selected. I've studied the amendments. Channel 9 had a great thing on yesterday, Amendment 101, which helped go over and re-clarify some questions that I had. But when it comes to the judges, I don't know these people from Adam. I, unfortunately, have never appeared before a judge. I don't know who to select. They're not marked Republican or Democrat. I just wonder how people go about picking someone they know nothing about.
I think if you go to am760.net, there is a link to find out voting information. And it covers everything on the Colorado ballot, doesn't it, John? Does it cover everything? We don't know. We don't know if it covers the judges in May. If not, the other place to go to get this information, what, John, it does or doesn't? Oh, Progress Now is another place to go to look.
Okay. Well, what are you doing, for an example, in selecting judges?
Probably going to do the same thing that I just recommended to you. Going to do online research. And then if worse comes to worse, what I'll do is I'll go to the League of Women Voters and ask them what they know. I also have the booklet that was mailed out to Mary and myself.
I have that, but it really doesn't discuss the judges. And I'm not quite sure what to look for. Like, I don't know, how many people they convicted, or, I mean, not convicted, but, you know, sentenced. I find it just so confusing with them. And I just wondered how some of your listeners were handling it, because, you know, part of me said, well, get rid of all of them, you know, and then part of me says, well, they aren't in there long enough, give them a chance, put them all in. I think it's an important issue with very little information.
Yeah, we don't have the judges listed on our voter information. So the best thing I would say to do would be try Progress Now and also try the League of Women Voters.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
And maybe somebody will call in and will give us a hint as to what they did.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay. I appreciate you calling.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Let's go to Dwayne in Denver. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Oh, nothing, man. I just wanted to comment briefly on the subject of the Pimpin' Hoe parties.
Sure.
Listen, man, 72% of hip-hop, rap, and CD sales are made to young suburban white kids. And, that type of culture pushes Pimpin' and Hoes. Have you watched a hip-hop video on BET lately?
No.
Okay. Anyway, they push that culture. And to ask those people, those kids that buy those CDs, not to act those things out, I think is hypocritical. And the second thing I wanted to say is that, just because a person is ignorant doesn't mean they're a racist. But racist people are almost always ignorant. So, no, I don't think that there's a problem with them doing that at all.
Even the group in Texas?
No, I don't think there's a problem with that, because you know what? The thing is this, man, you're harping on the stereotype things, but you cannot paint any race with a broad brush. This is true. But there are some things about black folks that, generally I would say, that are true. Let's talk about the NBA. The fact is, black men are better basketball players than white men. That's a fact. The NFL is 68% African American. I believe, by and large, blacks are better athletes than whites. Is that a stereotype? No. You just have to look at what's out there, what's being pushed, and what's going on. To say that rap music isn't a black thing is not the truth, Jay.
Well, first of all, I don't know that African Americans are better athletes, or black men or women are better athletes than white men or women. Some of that has to do with economics. Some of it has to do, I think, with socialization. Some of it has to do with the course that people take in their different communities. I don't know that. And the reason I don't know it is because I don't follow the sports close enough to be able to tell you one way or the other. So I'm pleading ignorance on that part. And as far as rap music goes, I listen to it occasionally, not very often. And much of what I hear in it, while I wouldn't censor it, and I wouldn't stop it, I don't like it, I'm not attracted to it, and some of it I find to be offensive, and
mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I mean, that's part of what free speech is all about. That's part of what artistic expression is all about, and I think it boils down to the basic idea that you got a right to either consume it or not consume it, or at least try to take some understanding to try to get it in its proper context of what it is. But to me, yeah, you're right. You can't broad brush paint any group. There are Are there some characteristics about groups? Do groups have characteristics? I would say that conventional wisdom would dictate yes, but anytime you lay down anything concrete like that, there's always going to be a group of people are going to come along and say, well, wait a minute, I'm the exception.
Mm-hmm. And Jay, that is most certainly true, but please understand this, that there are some things, and let me tell you this. I didn't know when I went to Marine Corps boot camp, and there were people who couldn't swim, and then there were people who could. Now, unfortunately, there were like 42 people in the shallow end trying to learn how to swim, me being one of them, and 39 of them was brothers. Am I saying that all brothers can't swim? Absolutely not. I can swim now. But what I am saying is at that instant in time, with that snapshot, one would get that impression. The same with those kids in the party. They probably watched some of those 1970s blaxploitation films, you know, The Mac, The Black Caesar, all that other stuff like that. And that is probably their snapshot. People form opinions about races and people based on a lot of what they see in the media and on TV, just like me. Before I went to Hong Kong, I assumed that all Oriental people looked alike. Guess what? Went there, they don't look anything alike. They just don't. They all have their own characteristics. So I said all that to say this. People form opinions on races based on, you know, little snapshots.
Yeah, but you know what's sad about that? I'll tell you what's sad about that. You're right about that. People do form opinions based on two things. What they absorb out of the media and then their own personal experience. But the sad thing about it is when people who are in power and institutions don't turn around, and in this case with the Texas situation, they did turn around and do this, that they said, don't do this. I mean, we're not going to permit this. And it's sad when institutions and people permit this kind of stuff and just say, well, what was the harm? Well, the harm is that it's an unfair portrayal. And a lot of times the stuff goes on and people don't say anything. And it really bothers me. I mean, it bothers me. Like when the governor made that comment, like when Bill Owens, and he and I used to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I consider him my friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that feeling over two things. I have that feeling over one, over the Trailhead Group, which absolutely to me is the most gutter-crawling, mud-throwing, disgusting, amoral organization on the face of this planet is a 527. And the other thing is that he gets up there and he gets on the radio and he says, he starts talking about Jews and Asians. And it's like, man, come on. What are you, like 16?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's BS.
It is, Jay. And you know, even with me, if somebody leaves a message at my house and says, well, my family says, well, LaQuisha called, I'm going to assume that that's a black person. I mean, there's just things that are true, but we can't take that little microcosm of each society and base it on the rest. I almost passed out one time. A guy said he was coming to meet me, left me an email, and he said his name was Leon. So I'm like, all right, brother, man, email him back. Man, I showed up. This dude got blonde hair and blue eyes, and I was tripping. And I was thinking, man, I was so wrong about that.
Yeah.
And this is what we do. And I think that, you know, they cannot, those people at the University of Texas, those people can get out there and do whatever they want because, you know what, free speech is free speech. And they can do what they want to.
But free speech also gives us a license to stand up and say, wait a minute.
Yes.
And their freedom of speech is limited to a certain degree if they do it in conjunction with the school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The school has a right to stand up and go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is not, we don't tolerate this kind of behavior. This is not what we're permitting, and you can't do that. I mean, they have a right to say that. So. Yeah.
And the PC, you know, people are, we are really, really at a state in this nation where people are hyper sensitive about issues. We just are. Some people won't say it, and when some people do say it, people get all upset. Just like people were outraged by that Yahoo Rush Limbaugh when he got on TV and said, the NFL wants black quarterbacks to be successful. Well, I agree with that, but people were just outraged by it. And when people that do say it say what everybody is thinking, everybody starts pointing fingers at him, and I think that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't really remember though. I remember I kind of remember it. Wasn't he talking about Donovan McNabb?
Yeah, he was talking about McNabb.
Yeah, but I don't really remember what he had to say. But I'm just not into stereotyping people. Man, let's take each person. Let's not look at people as groups. Let's take each person as we encounter them and as we see them, and try to look for the best, not the worst. And to me. And have dialogue, because we that's the only way we're going to all survive. Dwayne, thank you, man. Okay. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600, 932. Traffic with Gina.
Southbound 25, Colfax. This is our late morning problem. We've had a multi-car wreck there. Looks like one vehicle hit the median, spun out, and hit a couple of other cars. So right now, not good. We've got backups forming to 38. That's still for your downtown ride. Eastbound C-470 at Broadway had a two-car wreck in the cleanup, and it looks like CDOT's going to completely shut down the intersection of Bellevue and Holly and Greenwood Village due to that gas main leak. Weather today, partly cloudy, locally breezy and warm. Possible afternoon shower, 74. Currently, 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the last week of the Office Depot 20th anniversary event, and they have incredible savings on paper store-wide, like 20% off a 10-round case of Office Depot.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call RapidTabs, 1-800-640-9134.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:36, 36 minutes up, half the hour. Drama in the LBC. A little rap. High today, 71, partly sunny. All right. See, I like some of it, but yeah, Snoop Dogg. But if it gets us, if it gets to, you know,
raunchy.
I guess I'm getting old. Maybe that's what that's a sign of. Okay, let's go back to the phones. The phones are open, and we go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I enjoyed the show as always.
Thank you.
Jay, I wanted to say something. First, I wanted to comment. This wasn't the main reason why I was calling, but I wanted to comment about the last caller. I think he's got a great, healthy attitude about race and about stereotyping, that type of thing. And I think you have to have a healthy attitude towards it to, you know, keep your sanity. But one thing I want to caution him about, that most workplaces, and I think this is rightly so, have a zero tolerance about any kind of ethnic slurs. And I think what Rush Limbaugh does with when he's talking about the quarterback thing with Donovan McNabb and all that type of thing, he's trying to sneak in and sell this racism. And when that when it rears its ugly head is when we have times like now, Jay, when the economics of the country are going down. We have a lot of foreclosures. Jobs are going overseas. People usually don't blame who's responsible for that. They look at their who's ever underneath them, or they perceive to be underneath them, and they start blaming them. And we have to be careful about that. And I totally applaud you for, you know, being cautious about, you know, any racial slurs and going in that direction. It's a sickness that this country, we can't have racism. We're all here together. We have to get along. And that's where this immigration thing's rearing its ugly head, too. It's born out of people's racism. It's not that some guy in a $300,000 house is worried about an illegal mowing his neighbor's yard, and that's taking his job or his high school kid's job, that his kid would want to be mowing somebody's yard because most of them won't work. But that's all I had to say about that. I did want to comment about Air America. I want to comment about Big Ed. And I'll tell you, I give Air America and AM 760 and you, especially you, total credit. I mean total credit for the revitalization of our Democratic Party in Northern Colorado and even more so in this country and in the state, because you have to realize, Jay, that you probably don't see it, but I've been working on campaigns ever since Air America and AM 760 came on board. And what you guys bring to the table, you bring the energy, the motivation, and probably the most, you bring the truthfulness that people need to know. They see something's wrong, but you can't go to Fox, you can't go to ABC, NBC, or other radio stations to hear what's going on in this country. They'll tell you lies. They'll tell you that 16-year-old pages are really enticing a 52-year-old congressman. They'll twist everything six ways to Sunday. And it's Air America, and it's your station, and you especially, that give us the straight talk that motivates. I've seen it in these campaigns. People are motivated, and I ask them why. Well, I've listened to Air America. Do you listen to Jay? Oh, yeah, yeah, and it just goes on and on like that. And you bring the honesty and the intelligence and the motivation that these people take with them to these campaigns, and it's just, it's changed. That's why we have to have it. And Big Ed brings his variety of a show. Al does, you know, everybody does it different, but it all brings out the truth, and that's what will set us free, and that's what is setting us free and motivating the Democrats in this state and I think across this country. That's why it's so important to have it.
I thank you for all of that. I'm not so sure how much of it is valid, but I will
tell you. It's all valid.
But I would tell you this. What Ed was saying basically was true. What he was saying about Air America's business model, which is not good, they owe $20 million and have $4 million in assets. What he was saying about Cause Radio is true. You have to do, first and foremost, good radio. It has to be as entertaining as you can get it, while being as informative as you can get it, and it has to be well-balanced. And it has to make a profit. It has to turn a profit, because that's the world we live in.
Right.
Now, NPR and community radio is a whole different ballgame. They are subsidized by listener support and by tax dollars, but the thing they won't do is they won't give you the kind of debate and the kind of give and take that we'll give you. But there are problems with AAR, obviously. Will this kind of radio go away? No, I think the genie's out of the bottle, and I don't think it will go away. Will somebody else, maybe, if something happens to AAR, step up and do a better job? Possibly. Who knows what's going to happen? But what he was basically saying about them is basically the truth. Now, I don't agree with him about his statement, and I told him this. I said it. I don't think their financial problems are going to reflect back if Al decides, and I believe he will, to run for the Senate in Minnesota, because he's not in control of business matters there. He's just a talent, and you can't fault him for trying to get what he can get money-wise out of it, because nobody works for free, as Ed brought up. I don't work for free, and John Turk doesn't, and Al Franken doesn't, and nobody else does. So that's the way you have to look at things. And the problem here is what I see is that I see that a lot of people who listen to it, when you read the blogs, when you read their postings about this stuff, they are ideologically blind to the facts of the situation, and they are ideologically blind to the facts of the business because they have never been in it and don't have any history with it and don't know basically how it works. So what you get on most of these blogs and what you get out of most of these comments is you get stuff like charges and countercharges about who's more left-wing and who's more progressive, and that's not what it's about. And the simple way to think about it is that if you owned a business, as Ed said, you can't run a business and succeed bleeding money. And
that's true.
That's the situation they're in. So you have to look at it is the fact that it's a business.
But can I say something real quick?
Sure.
This is comments that I've heard Big Ed, to the frustration I've heard even from his standpoint with Jones Radio, that he sees his show as a good product, a viable product, and possibly one of the best talk shows in the country. I have to agree with that. But he makes the comment that it's not him. He gets the ratings, and I agree. I think this is true for Air America, too. If it's true for Ed, it's true for Air America. I think he gets the ratings. What Ed alludes to is it's an ownership problem, that they're kept out of certain markets because of ideology. They could be maybe the top-rated show.
That's not true. They're not on in certain markets because there's not a place available for them, because the radio stations that are currently on the air are not going to abandon what they're doing because they believe that what they're doing is successful or will be successful, and there's only a limited amount of AM signals, viable AM signals available in every single market, and those signals are either conservative talk or they're sports or they've gone to something else. And there's no place for Air America to be. It is not a gigantic conspiracy to keep AAR off the air. And one of the things that drives me absolutely and completely crazy about people, the hardcore core people that are addicted to this format and love this format, is that they are so quick at every turn of the mile to see some kind of conspiracy. And they forget a couple of facts. They forget the fact that there are a limited amount of signals, that conservative talk radio, that right-wing talk radio, did not take off overnight, that it wasn't an instant success, and that I can remember 20 and 23 and 24 years ago, with the exception of some big cities, being San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, some other ones like that, most of the talk radio that was on small radio stations with no signal, and that it has taken a while for that stuff to evolve. And two of the things that helped it evolve were the fact that Rush Limbaugh came along. That's one thing. And then the other thing was the Iraq War. And it helped that format grow tremendously. So this stuff's not going to be built overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. But there's no conspiracy out there to stop it from growing. There's no conspiracy out there to stop it from appearing in markets. There just are only so many available signals.
Well, yeah, I agree. And they're not going to put on Al Franken show or parts of Air America where they've got Savage Nation and all these other...
I agree
with you there. I was just talking about the story where Ed was taken off in Salt Lake City and Phoenix, some other places where religious groups had actually bought the station.
Yeah, but that's a situation there where the owner of the station decided to sell the property, and if he's selling the property, just like you're selling your house, you're going to sell it to the highest bidder.
I see.
That's what that's about. It's not about a conspiracy. It's about business. All right. I got to run, Kevin. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
All right, see ya. I know people don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear about the business side of this stuff, but that's what rules it. It's ruled it for the 34 years I've been in it, and it will rule it after the 34 years after I'm gone. And who knows? Maybe that may be shortly. 947, 13 away from 10. A look at traffic now on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Rick Morgan.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Good news is that accident southbound I-25 at Colfax has been cleared, but the backups are still there, pretty slow from I-70 heading on down, but that will be improving, so that is good news for the drive across the downtown area. Northbound continues to be in much better shape, and the rest of the highways look good. I-70, no worries on 225 or on 470 on the Highlands Ranch Drive. Off the highway, just west of the Tech Center, have that closure of Bellevue and Holly. Pretty busy intersection right there by West Middle School. Got a gas main leak there, so remember that intersection is now closed. Avoid that if you can. As far as the weather goes, partly sunny with a shower possible this afternoon, but spring-like, a high of 74, partly cloudy tonight, low 42. Cloudy with a chance of showers tomorrow, high of only 54, and snow on the way for tomorrow night. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year? No matter what you're looking for, you'll find the perfect costume at your local ARC thrift store. Come in.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
As a member, register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Geez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where are you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready.
Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 71. Partly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. This show available podcast. AM760.net. You can also IM me there, too. Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs, who's been hanging on. Gary, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I wanted to call in about a different aspect of the pimpin' hole parties that I never hear talked about. Yes, I think they're racially degrading, but I think even worse than that is the domestic violence aspects. If you've ever been or if you've ever known a woman who's been to a safe house after being disciplined by her pimp, you'd know how insulting and degrading the whole scene is. And I think the term I heard you talk about that I thought applies great is gutter crawling.
Good point. Really good point that we all overlooked. You're right about that. There's nothing glamorous about that whole pimp and hoe thing, about the way prostitutes are treated and the whole idea of it. You're right about that, man. We overlooked that, and I'm glad you called and pointed that out.
I think it needs to be brought up because, you know, again, I tell friends who go to parties like that that if they want to call it a swinger party or if they want to call it, you know, something where it's people who are mutually consenting and not being disgusting to each other, you know, I'm all for it. I don't have a problem with sexuality. What I have a problem with is the violence aspect. And one thing I did with some friends that I said, here, if you want to go dress like a pimp, carry this. And I took a couple coat hangers, and I wove them together the way I had been shown they were woven together to beat a woman I knew years ago and how she was abused and why she was abused that way. And when I showed them that, they kind of okay, we're not going to go as pimps. You know, it's,
yeah.
It's,
you know what?
It's not the racial thing that bothers me, although it is extremely racially degrading. But what really bothers me is the violence aspect.
Yeah, and you're right to point that out. You are absolutely right to point it out. Gary, thank you, man. Great call.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Well, we overlooked that, and he's right for bringing it up. Bob and Parker. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Bob.
I'm calling in response to the question on the judge's retention concern. And there's a website that is concerning the Colorado Commission on Judicial Performance. And it lists all the judges and the recommendations for their retention. It lists how they evaluate them. It's a commission of citizens, some lawyers, majority not lawyers. Most of the judges are recommended to be retained because when they come up with a judge with a negative recommendation, that judge usually resigns. And there were several judges this year that have resigned because of that, so they don't get even listed here. So most of the judges that do get listed are recommended to be retained because of the process that evaluates them.
All right, so quickly here, where do we go to this website?
Okay, it's www.cojudicialperformance.com.
All right. Bob, thank you, man. You're the best.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Christine in Fort Collins. Christine, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to call to read to you a four-sentence statement that Marilyn Musgrave made, and it was printed in a small newspaper here that's called the Fort Collins Forum, and it was, and so help me God, I thought this was a joke when I read it, and I thought I was going to be reading a parody of an interview, because it's the first question and it's the first answer. They said to her, "What distinguishes you from your opponent?" And here's her answer: "I am a conservative and she is a far left liberal supported by Rosie O'Donnell." That speaks volumes. I was born and raised in Colorado, where my husband and I chose to raise our four children. Angie is from New York and wants to bring her New York politics to Colorado.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's
the New York thing. You know, I have pictured her, you know, like an old Western where, you know, the degenerate that's standing in the barroom going like, you know, we don't take kindly to strangers in these here parts, you know, and spitting tobacco into a, you know, spittoon. Now we're supposed to, you know, she wants to discriminate against same-sex couples, and now she's encouraging people to try and dismiss Angie because she's from New York?
Well, that's what you get when you have no ideas. I mean, she's sophomoric.
I know.
She's sophomoric at best.
And like I said, I thought this was a joke when I read it. And then when I read Angie's answer, I'm going like, no, wait a second. Angie's given a serious answer. And then I realized, no, this wasn't a joke. She really said this.
Well, because Marilyn Musgrave's whole campaign is about attacking. It's not about anything she stands for. Who knows what the hell she stands for except bigotry and narrow-mindedness.
Exactly.
And a rubber stamp on this administration, but she has no concrete plans, so all she can do is trash Angie Piccioni. It's disgusting.
Know.
I mean, Marilyn
I
Musgrave is a disgusting human being.
I know.
All right, Christine, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Jay.
Yeah, and I think that speaks volumes about Marilyn Manson Musgrave. All right, thank you so much for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We had kind of a mixed bag here this morning. Tomorrow, we got a lot of stuff lined up, including speculation about Bob Beaupre and whether his campaign broke the law. We'll talk about that and a lot more. That's tomorrow here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.